win was the Maurice Hooker win. So, you know, the fact that he didn't capitalize off that, it's pretty pretty sad. All right. Okay, so he's having some issues. Let me send him this one. See here, I got a super chat got to get to. Salute to Ronnie in Phoenix. First super chat of the day says, Buenos dias, TBV. Rolly and Thurman getting slept. Sleeping face. And disease emoji. I don't know about all that. I can't, let me be quiet. I don't know about all that, though. Stephen Smith, $2.79 Canadian. He says, I was upset with Leonard Edlerby's comments about Devin. Yeah, I watched one video about something that he said about pay like you weigh or something like that. I don't know, man. Just a bunch of duck talk is all it sounded like to me from Leonard, but whatever. What's going on, Jermaine? How are you?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. So let me get this straight. Are you Bruce in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what I was telling the audience, man. So this is going to be a good story. So, Bruce, man, how you been? So when did it go from Jermaine to Bruce and Bruce to Jermaine? Which one is it?
No, my name is Jermaine. Bruce is just like something I go by. It's different.
Okay. So last we spoke that I remember you were in Chicago, or at least I was calling you Bruce from Chicago, and you had a tournament, right? You were still an amateur. This was a few years ago.
It was a while ago, but I was fighting in the Golden Glove. Yeah.
So how many pro fights do you have now?
I got four. Yep, I got four pro fights. I'm 4-0, four knockouts. I started, I turned pro in July. Yeah.
So last we spoke from that day, you were going to the tournament. How'd the tournament end up? How'd you do? And then when did you make the transition? When did you decide, you know what, I'm going to go pro?
So, yeah, that tournament was a minute ago, bro. It was in 2017. I won the tournament. Then I went to the Nationals. I lost the second round of the Nationals. But then I was off for a while. I life happened. I was off for a minute. And then I saw an opportunity last year. Some people that I knew, they was having a pro card. And I had already been trained, and I made the decision to get back into boxing after I stepped away for a little bit. And, it all worked out. It all worked out, and I got some help from a friend of mine, Tiffany, and she put me on the card, and it's been going ever since.
And where was this last card at?
The last card was a Derrick Henley card in Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Indiana.
Man, that's pretty dope, man. I'm glad to see that things obviously worked out and that you've kept at it. I cannot believe that was 2017, though.
A while ago, man. Time.
That's crazy.
Time don't wait, man.
For
time
nobody.
At all.
So all these fights have been in Indiana?
Mm-hmm. So far, yep.
And how many amateur fights did you have in total?
Dude, probably about 50 something.
Okay, that's like, a lot.
Yeah, I've had quite a few. I've been fighting since like 2010. I've been fighting a long time. I just, it's been not as consistent as it should be.
Bro, so I believe Cantrell in Phoenix is the one that was like, yo, you got to interview my boy.
Yeah,
so
that's a,
oh, go ahead.
No, that's my brother. This wouldn't have happened without him. I would not have hit you up, probably. It's just, you know, that dude, man, that's my brother. He supports me a lot. He supports me a lot.
Nah,
always,
but it's so crazy, like, because I didn't know that this was you. I mean, he's like, yo, can you interview my guy, Javade? I'm like, yeah, sure. Give me his Instagram. and I hit you up like nothing. And I don't know when it clicked. Did you tell me you was Bruce? I don't know when it clicked, but I'm like, holy shit, this is Bruce from Chicago.
I did. So I hit you on your, we was talking on the Boxing Voice page first, but then I hit you on your personal page, and you could see the messages, because we played chess together a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I'm happy for you, bro. It's not easy to get in that motherfucking ring. Let me tell you, I was telling people I was excited for this because throughout my years, I had another caller turn pro. And so far, you're doing better because he had two fights. He got signed to PBC real quick as like a B-side. And that second PBC fight, he like, man, fuck that. It's different with headgear and without. I'm like, man, I bet it is the motherfucking little-ass gloves. But are you trying to come down? Because you started at 200. I see you in the 80s. Are you trying to get the light heavyweight, or are you going to remain at heavyweight and build up?
No, well, I was at cruiserweight. I wasn't at heavyweight. That's
I mean,
huge,
they say 200 there.
Yeah, that's probably, I guess that is heavyweight, though. I thought 200 was cruiser, but the last one say 181.
Yes.
So I'm on my way down, dog. I don't want to be that.
So you looking to get the light heavy?
Probably super middle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to see how my body responds, do what I got to do, live a clean life. That's how I got to 81, so I get down. I think I can get down to 68.
So
you got to keep.
This has only been your four fights for you. How many tickets on average would you say that you're selling?
Oh, on average?
Average it out. It's been four fights. Like what, 25 a show, 5 a show, 10 a show? I'm just asking. I got a secondary question. That's why.
Probably about 90.
What? 90 tickets per show?
Yeah. Yeah, probably about 90 if you average it out. The last show, I just sold like 107. I had to look at my spreadsheet.
Okay. And that, I mean, obviously, again, I was asking that for specific reasons because I see the promoters keeping you extremely active. You're fighting like every 2 months. So I figured it was a ticket sell thing or, you know the promoter very well. But obviously, you selling a lot of tickets because 90 is a lot. I feel like that's a lot.
I'm fortunate, man. I'm pretty fortunate. Definitely, I came along at a decent time where City of Champions is the pro. I fought for City of Champions twice so far, and they started something, and she's ambitious, and I'm just happy to be a part of that. You know, it's something that I could, you know, like it's helping me a lot. It's helping me a lot. So, Tiffany Griffin is. You're doing something good, and I'm a part of it, which I'm appreciative of. So, yeah.
I'm just in awe, man, because when you said Derek Finley, I'm like, who the hell is that? I don't even know a fighter by the name
of...
Bro, I didn't know this dude. When the fuck did he become a promoter? That's amazing.
No, I doubt Derek been promoted for a little while, but he said this was his last show.
Oh, wow.
Facebook, I don't know if that's true or not, but now he put me on this. This is my first time fighting on his show, but he put me on that card too, which I'm appreciative of as well. So
okay, so I see he just started in 2015, which obviously at this point is a lot of years, but wow, that's pretty dope for him, man. Damn, that's unfortunate. It's his last show. So what's going to be your next move now? Because you've been moving with him, right?
No, I've been moving with City of Champions. Tiff, if you look at my box track, you'll
see. I was looking at the box track. The last one says Derek Finley.
That's the last one, but the first one and the third one was the City of Champions.
Okay, so you're going back with them. Okay.
Yeah, City of Champions. I'm fighting again. I got a few fights already lined up. So.
So you have a date?
Yeah, March 30th. That would be with four champs. And I got something in June as well with City of Champions. So
who's your trainer?
Daniil Nicholson, Doc.
And you're based out of Chicago?
I am. Yeah, Daniil Nicholson is my trainer, and Doc and Montel Griffin is like my second.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, man, I hate that Danny is not here because he is from Chicago, and like these are the questions he needs to be asking. Like, I don't know where the gym's at. And, you know, he always talks about how there's not a lot of gyms in Chicago.
I mean, I guess not, but it's a few. It's a few, Jim. We got some people here.
Hmm.
We got some. But
I mean, I ain't heard nothing since McCaskill and Greer.
What do you mean? Kingdom Sims is number one in the world at the WBA at 140.
He thinks I hate him, too. I overlook Kenneth Sims. I forget that he's from Chicago. He always think I hate him. Even his girl says, I don't think he like it. That's not true. I just forget he's from Chicago. Plus, he's with Vito, man. So he's in that limbo area. Like, look, he fought. He won that strap in that tough fight. We ain't heard from Kenny in about a year. I mean, we heard from him, but not in a fight.
In the fight? It's been that long? I thought he just had
I'm pretty sure it's been that long.
It's been
since that last fight.
Now people start to avoid him after he beat your homie.
Uh-huh.
I forget dude. Elvis. After he beat dude.
Rodriguez. Yeah. So I'm just double checking here. Yeah, man. May. It's about to be a year, bro. He ain't fought since May. That's what I'm trying to say. That shit is out of sight, out of mind, you know? That's why I looked at your box track, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of activity every 2 months. So you sure to lose the weight like that for sure because, you know, you're not really taking a lot of time off in between fights.
I take no time off. I'm back in the gym. You know, I fight Saturday. I'm back in the gym Monday. So
you handling your own strength and conditioning at this point?
No. Well, for this last fight, my guy Derek did it. My guy Derek Abels, he's pretty good, man. He's pretty good. He was like a bodybuilder, but he understands how to, you know, make your body move explosively. And this was my first time doing something like that, but you can see the difference in my body from my third fight to my fourth fight. And I felt good. Like, my legs felt good. Everything felt good. But it's, you know, a lot of the weight came off, so I'm doing that again, you know.
Would you say you was out of shape when you was at 200?
Yeah. Well, not, I mean, out of shape is relative, right? I'm in good enough shape to go four hard rounds if I got to. You know, like, I'm going to fight hard. But I think that I'll be in my best condition at a smaller weight, of course, when I'm like 68 or something like that. I'll be in my best condition. But out of shape, it's kind of a weird question in a way because I worked hard and I know that, you know, my mile time came down, all of that stuff, but I can be in better condition, yeah.
So you're tracking the miles.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, how else are you going to know what you're doing if you ain't tracking it?
I mean, brother, let me tell you, a lot of people do not. A lot of people do not. Is your trainer doing it with a stopwatch? Or are you using your own Apple Watch or Fitbit? What you using?
I do it myself. I got this little Galaxy watch. It just tell you how long it takes you to run a mile, stuff like that.
Yeah. Nah, believe me, bro. A lot of people don't. They just run, you know. I've had them tell me they'll just throw on their headphones or something and, you know, they go and they run. They know how many times around the track, or they've already done it with their coach, so they know from point A to point B is the amount of distance that they need to have the certain miles that they're looking for.
Yeah, well, not with today's technology.
Word.
You could just track it. Yeah.
So I got a couple questions here from the people. He doesn't have a name. It's a bunch of numbers. But it says, what promoter would you like to work with in the near future?
In the near future?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of TIFF, is Turkey Alashik a promoter?
You know it. Yo, shout out to you. Yo, but you know, if you want that, you're going to have to go up, man. You're going down. Right. I guess 75 is the right weight class, but he might be done with it after the Bivol. Better be, like, because he want the winner to move up to cruiser, so you want to stay at cruiser. He want the winner of Better Be Bivol to fight Opataya at cruiser, and then he's heavily invested in the fucking heavyweight division. But
yeah,
nah,
so
I like that. Good answer.
He want Better Be to fight Opataya.
Say again.
So he won Better Be to fight Abertaya?
Winner of, because we've heard more rumors of Bivol fighting Opataya. But then Better Beef's fight took place and he won, so it's getting to be, you know, equal. But obviously they have to fight now. But yes, that is what Turki Alashik wants, man. So you watching. That's good, man. That's good. I love fighters that are watching what the hell's going on around them, man. What's your thoughts on boxing as a whole, the landscape? PBC came back. They announced their schedule. You know, they obviously partnered up with Amazon Prime, always doing something new and innovative, right? And, you know, just a lot of boxing in general, man. Everything seems to be moving. Turki Alashik doing a lot over in Saudi. What's your thoughts on the landscape itself?
Now, I think boxing is thriving. A lot of people say, oh, you hear that boxing is dead and this and that. I don't think so. I think it's thriving right now. We had last year was probably the biggest year in boxing ever, and people still complain about not getting this fight or that fight, but just be grateful for what we're getting, which has been a really good product, in my personal opinion, so far. But I think it's thriving. I think it's thriving right now, definitely with new people constantly entering. You got like the Pro Box, and you got Turki Alashik. There's a lot of stuff going on that's interesting. And it's good for the fighters.
I got Cantrell that says, whatever strength and conditioning Jermaine did in his last fight was worth it. He looked amazing. Seen him swimming without getting wet. So did you look that good?
I sent it to you. I felt good, for sure.
I mean, it certainly was the most experienced opponent you faced. He's had a lot of fights, for sure.
I thought he was going to be more like...
More durable?
Durable, yeah. I thought he was going to be more durable, but he was not, unfortunately. Like, I watched his last fight. He went all the rounds with a guy that was like 4-0. So I'm like, okay, he's, you know, durable. And then even at, funny enough, even at the weigh-in, well, before the weigh-in, the day before, I had to lose a few pounds. I'm like, shit, you know, but it worked out. And dude was like, no, yeah, you got to lose that weight. You know how I go, Ness.
He's like, no, yeah,
you got to lose that weight. I don't want nothing. Make him lose the weight. I'm like, all right, yeah, that let me know. You know, you come to try at least.
So normally when a fighter doesn't have a big box promoter and, you know, these beginning fights, they're not really getting paid. But I'm assuming... Not that you're getting paid, but that you're getting a check because you're selling a lot of tickets.
I mean.
Or does it go to covering your opponent? Because I know that's how it works as well. Like, you either could pay out of pocket or the tickets you sell go to covering your opponent's purse, travel,
yeah,
medicals, all that shit.
I cover my own opponent's expenses. That way I have a different revenue split agreement with the tickets.
For sure.
So, and I had to cover my opponent's costs and stuff like that. But it just depends on the cards you fight on. Like, in my experience so far, I've made the most money on a City of Champions card. So that, you know. Yeah.
So 31, I got a question here from, who the hell is this? 450. He says, what's your goals in the sport of boxing? I wanted to know that, obviously, because I said you're 31, right? So kind of, do you have a timeline with those goals?
I want to be a world champion, of course, but it's like it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. I'm going to stay active. If I got a foot, well, in the beginning, I know I got to foot my own bill, which I'm willing to do, which I'm doing. So I'm going to do what I got to do, and then there'll be opportunities I just have to be prepared for.
Salute to Cantrell, sent $50. He said, shout out to Ness. I asked for this interview, and he delivered every single time. Salute to you, champ, man. We still in awe. I don't know. Did he tell you his amazing fucking bet?
Yeah, of course. Like, when he told me about him, he said, hey, listen, I think I found the underdog. I'm like, ah, he had it again.
Mm-hmm. So he always looking for an underdog.
He always. So I'm like, all right, let me see. So he sent me Espinoza. And I looked at Espinoza. I'm like, okay, look, listen. This dude is 6'1". He can fight. And he got a long jab. And Robisi, he kind of got off the wagon a bit with his jab. He's been trying to knock people out. So I think that Espinoza got a shot. And if you take a step back and you look, people, like those slick boxers, they always have problems with hard punching, big, you know, Mexicans. That style. They always had that problem. But this dude is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. He can really fight, and he can switch gears when he got to. So it's a good underdog pick, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would bet. That dude bet like $4,000 or $5,000. I'm like, I don't know if I would bet that much, but, you know, he a live dog. Those are my words to him. This man went. He watched every story he posted. He watched everything he did. He was Google translating the Spanish he put up. He was obsessive about it, and he won them at 30,000. Look what happened. Look what happened.
That shit worked, man. Shout out.
So, hey, look, man, you going to sponsor my next opponent. Shit.
You need to get him to do some film study on who you fighting. I got Ruin the 504 New Orleans. He says, why was there a 6-year gap between your last amateur fight and your pro debut?
Man, that's life. Dude, I gained. I'm not going to make no excuses, but I gained a lot of weight. I was like 252 pounds in my heaviest. I gained a lot of weight, and I had to really just focus and get that off. You know what I mean? I had to do what I had to do, and I made it happen. Got it off. Did what I had to do. Then in 2020, I was going to come back, fight again. Then COVID happened, and that just set everything back some time. So, yeah. Then I had to refocus and get back, you know, kind of get it back. And I did. Took the time, lost the weight, got in some shape, and started fighting again.
So what made you turn pro?
Boxing don't escape you. When you've given so much of your life to something, well, I mean, like boxing, when you've given so much of your life to something, it don't escape you. Boxing is a part of me. I've always wanted to do it, and I don't give up on nothing. No matter how bleak it look, I'm just going to keep on trying. Keep on moving forward. It was a tough road. Knees hurting, hips hurting. Had to get it together, man. But I got it together, and we 4-0 now.
That's what's up. I got James Valdez, San Antonio, Texas. What's your go-to meal after a fight? Anything specific yet or whatever you get your hands on?
I like pasta, and I can't eat a lot of pasta when I'm training. But now it's consistent, and I got weight goals, so I don't even eat it at all. The only thing I've really been eating is salmon and rice and okra. That's like my go-to. That's what I like.
Hey, man, that's keeping that weight down.
Yeah.
I got Toledo Trees that says, would you like to fight in Toledo, Ohio? And what do you want your next 3 fights to be?
I got my next 3 fights lined up. And, of course, I'll end up fighting shit everywhere. I'll be in Toledo, Ohio. Tell him put me on. He got to connect. Got some heads that need rolling in Ohio. My guy actually fighting at 160 in Ohio next week on the 10th.
Who's that?
Martez McGregor. He's fighting the dude. I forget dude's name, but he just fought what's dude's name? He just fought Troy Isaiah at 160.
Oh, Vladimir Hernandez?
No, not Vladimir Hernandez, a brother.
Okay, I got a chat. I got Sir Wisdom from Reedley, California. What's up, boss? What is one thing you love about boxing and one thing you hate about it, if you hate anything about it?
It's probably the hate, but that's because of my own lack of discipline in the past, but now it ain't been as hard. It's been working out. But I like the contact. I like the fight, bro. I like the contact. I like figuring it out while I'm in there, figuring out what I need to do and doing it.
How's the sparring in Chicago? Like, yeah.
It's some work out here. It's some decent work out here. But I've been mainly sparring in my gym for preparation. And I've been boxing with my guy Mark and Malik for the most part. They're pretty good. Both 1-0. Malik 160, Mark 75, 68. But, yeah, I've been boxing with them just to kind of get sharp again and stuff like that, really working on my craft. I haven't been moving around as much, so... That's something that's going to start now. I'm going to do more moving around.
By moving around, you mean sparring?
Yeah, sparring. I'm moving around, going like different gyms.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is the last question, Jermaine, man. Do you have exact information or not yet on the next fight and location? Because I don't see anything on BoxRec yet.
I know it's March the 30th. It's March the 30th. It's March 30th in Hammond, Indiana. And it's, I don't even know if I can get a June date, but I know it's June 1st. It's June 1st in Highland, Indiana. I don't know if that venue is actually booked, so never mind. I know it's June the 1st from the City of Champions. I know that.
And give everybody your social media. I'm screen sharing, but you know, let them know where they can find you.
Jermaine_Howlett 152 on Instagram, Jermaine Howlett on Facebook, and God in Gloves on Twitter. Yeah, man. Thank you, Ness. I appreciate you, big dog.
Appreciate you, man. When you lock in the opponent, let me know. We'll get you right back, brother. We following a career, man. You already know.
Hey, listen. It's a full circle moment for me, dog. You know, I called in all the time.
Hey, man, this how you know my motto's always been true. Big, little, small, interview them all, champ. And this would be, imagine you win a world title, bro. This would be like the most amazing story I got. So I'm locked in, champ. Keep doing your thing. We here.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, I appreciate it, big dog. I really do.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's Howlett.
Howlett.
Jermaine Howlett. Till the next one, champ. That's crazy, man. That shit came full circle. He used to be a caller. And look, he wouldn't have never even let me know he turned pro. Some people, you know, they feel like, you know, they don't want to take advantage of a friendship or they don't want to cross a line that they believe is there that really ain't there. Not for me. You know, if you got a son, daughter, a friend, they in the sport, man, this is what I do. You feel me? This is what I do. Big, little, small, we interviewing them all. And we hoping for them all to be world champs. But if you want to call in, go ahead and request to speak. We got Copy Cool, What It Do on Twitter. You got to unmute. You, Copy Cool, got to unmute. Hello, my friend. All right, well, I don't know what's wrong with him. If you guys want to speak, now is the time to request. If not, we wrapping this motherfucker up. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, though. That's going to help future, present, past with the visibility of the show, putting this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that haven't caught us. We got Kentrell checking in. What it do?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you that dude, man. You really am, man. Like, I just called in and say I appreciate the interview, man. Anytime I ever ask you to come through for an interview, you reach out to me on your show, man. You really him, man. I appreciate that.
Ah, man, appreciate you putting me on, man. Look, I remember you told us to interview Espinoza. You know, we didn't even know him.
Yes.
So we got a bomb because you put us on right before he put on. So he rocks with us, you know. Had you not done that, he probably would have had us on a list of motherfuckers who ain't believe in him.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, man. I'm glad he blowing up. When I found him on Instagram, he had 30,000 followers. Now he got 75K. That man is going up. And it's not stopping, man. Like, I've been monitoring, like, how many followers he got. It's been going up, up, and up, and up. You know, he don't hit me back no more on Instagram. He used to hit me back, but I guess he got too many followers now. But he's still my boy, man. I still rock with him.
That's how it be. That's how it be.
Yeah, man. That's my guy. What's your prediction on the fight this weekend?
I'm doing a betting show for sure. I'm doing a betting show for sure. So, yeah, it'll be Friday. It's already scheduled, 1:45 Eastern.
I'm definitely going to tell people that. And that number, that was me, man.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Just doing Patreon. I can hear him talk about it. I shot you a DM, right? I said, how to join Patreon, and you never answered me. So then I went on YouTube, and I was like, betting show. And so you got to be a Patreon. Like, oh, I found it. So, yeah, man. Oh, shit. What you think about the card last night? It was a good-ass card.
That was a good-ass card, man. I made a bet, but I fucking lost. I didn't think Moran was going to get the knockout. He got that
stoppage.
Oh, I know.
But yeah,
he looked good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He a big boy, man. I met him in person yesterday. I was in the back with him. He a big dude. I see why Jermaine has some issues.
He looked big. Yeah, that was a great card, man. I'm looking forward to this weekend. And, yeah, you that dude, man. Appreciate you. You're the number one boxing podcast in the whole world. I can't find no one bigger than you. So appreciate
you, man. Keep putting me on, man. Keep putting me on.
Always, but take it easy. Peace.
All right. Yeah, man, that goes out for everybody listening, man. You know, you never know who I know, don't know, and you never know who you putting on, you know, that could be the next one up, man. So if you got somebody, you let me know, man. We going to squeeze them in. We going to make time. That's what we do. Let's see what we got here. Adrian, what up? Damn, Adrian. Ain't Adrian in a nice fucking country or something because he's a fighter?
Hey, bro. Yeah, I'm actually in Miami right now. I had a layover. I'm about to leave for Puerto Rico so we can get in there for weigh-ins tomorrow. So we about to leave in about an hour or two from the airport.
You got a fight on a Jake Paul card?
What's up?
What card you fight on in Puerto Rico?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I think it's a smaller card because, you know, my guys fights at 105, between 105 and 108.
Damn.
I didn't look at the official poster or anything, but it looked like the dude he's fighting got some sort of aversion to some WBC juvenile title or had one at one point from the poster. But, yeah, I'll know more when I get there. But yeah, you know, I'm trying to get to the good weather. It's a lot better than Wisconsin. but yeah. No, that was a good interview, man. I hope that dude is around. I'd love to get him to come to the gym out by us, get him some work. That guy, what's he fight at? Heavyweight or cruiserweight?
Nah, he's trying to get to 68. Wow, that's near you? I mean, yeah,
bruh,
right? Chicago, like an hour away, right? Yeah.
The gym I have is like an hour from Chicago, bro.
I'm going to connect
like,
you with
Like, we get guys
him.
From Illinois all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to connect you with him because he say he's sparring two people. He might as well go spar motherfucking OC, you know? He could even probably
spar
Listen,
bro. Thing is, we have open sparring, and whenever I have a big open sparring, I get dudes from Illinois, Racine, Madison, Milwaukee. It's huge. The last time OC and all them came out, We must have had like 40 fighters, 40, 50 fighters. We had Daniel Bronkus's brothers and shit there. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of work around the weight class he's trying to be at.
I just sent you his IG, so you can reach out.
Oh, nah, I'll definitely reach out because we're going to start doing more of that when we get back from San Juan. But, yeah, man, just keep on grinding. Next, man, shout out to you for having them joints on Patreon. It'd be helping with the flights and the layovers and all that, being able to listen to the show on the airplane while we traveling and shit. So, man, shout out to the Boxing Voice. You know, I got to say is Border Wars.
Let's go.
Y'all been asking about it. There's a date. It's official on USA Boxing. But you got to be interested. You know what I'm saying? So. But all right, Ness, I'll holler at you when I get over there to Puerto Rico, so, man, I'll be listening to the show.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Treese, Toledo.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, though? Damn, Ness, that was a good-ass interview, man. I fuck with Buddy. I like Jermaine Howlett. I'm gonna remember that. He seemed enlightened. I like what he got going on, man. I'm supporting this campaign for sure. But and by the way, that 168. I hope if he's still listening, brother. I don't know about 168. I'm looking at you, just looking at your face. I ain't gonna never doubt you because, like you say, you got the determination to do what you. I just 175 light heavyweight. I like that for you, and that shit is a, like you said, and that's. After Better Beef and Bivol, what the fuck we got coming up?
Honestly,
that's your division. It's
honestly,
right for the
taking
for you, bro.
I was thinking the opposite. That's why I was saying, like, yo, was you out of shape when you 200? Because I'm like, man, you might need to go up. At 31, you got
a
long career heavyweight. But he only 5'10". But I'm just saying numbers and age, right? Like 31, yeah. 175 and down. That's considered you old, especially with more fights.
Because they're mover. The lighter you go, the mover.
Yeah.
So
31 as a heavyweight, you considered young. Not young, but still, you still got some time. You feel me?
Time, yeah. Because, at that, right now, shit, what, Zhang, what are you like, 39, right? Going on
40.
Wilder, 36.
Zhang, 40.
See? 40, Wilder, 30, what are you, 36, right?
Word.
Shit like this? Yeah, so yeah, I get you. It makes sense. I get you. It's just when you say 5'10", though, it's hard to see a 5'10". I guess what we've seen Mike do it. But I like it. I'm into it, man. I'm into it. But hey, Ness, you was at that Pro Box show. I'm into this. You got to give us the inside scoop. How was the – I got some questions real quick before you – because I know you can't watch the telecast because you at the show clearly. But my man's Chris Algieri, you feel me? He was that McCombi fella. He suffered a big cut, but Chris Algieri talking about he wanted to see McCombi versus Berlanga. What you would think about some shit like that?
Bro, McCombi would get destroyed versus Berlanga.
That's what I said. Hey,
Chris Pearson. Hey, Chris Pearson had on a knee brace. He was looking slightly older than I remember him, and he still was doing okay. The biggest issue.
He wobbled him in like the fourth fifth round. He stumbled, my nigga. I seen he caught him with a check. It was like a check right. He stumbled his cool ass. I'm like, oh shit. But
the biggest issue Pearson had for me was like you laying on these ropes. He wasn't using a jab, and the saddest thing is that when he did use a jab, he could land. When he did let go of the straight left, he could land. I just think it was a issue with conditioning because, you know, McCombi came out strong, put him on the ropes, unloaded, and let him have everything he had. And that ain't do nothing, you know. Chris ain't go nowhere. So he should have got on his game plan. But instead, you know, he came out round after round and laid on the ropes and try to work
speaking
off
of
the
that,
ropes. I don't
speaking
like
of
that.
Speaking of that, let me throw this out here. Speaking of my bad, I'm going to cut you off. But speaking of that, you just reminded me. Ohio shit. You know, I'm the governor of Ohio around this bitch. I done upgraded from mayor of Toledo, you feel me? But Mikael Gamble, my guy, hey, brother, with that jab, stop range finding with that motherfucker and start stinging motherfuckers with that jab, bro. I did not like that shit. Am I – you was
– and that right hand,
the young,
too low.
The young buck.
That right hand too low. That right hand too low. You know, he in a southpaw stance. The right hand under the fucking chin. You know, he good, though. He's powerful.
He's good. He look good. He look like a mover. He look got good movement and shit. He just, like I say, his jab, he doing too much range finding. I need you to start popping that bitch out there. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, damn. Is it a video of that? You got a video or something?
Yeah, I did. It's a video interview. I mean, we got to wait for, Canada
for sure.
Put it out, but yeah.
I'm going to be looking forward to that. I've seen he suffered a cut and shit like that because, like I say, he's doing too much range finding and not keeping niggas off of him with that jab. But like I say, man, he'll get it together, man. But, you know, shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all be cool.
Word. Number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the people. Hotline. We're recapping Pro Box if you watched it. We're reviewing the presser if you watched it for Thurman and Zoo. And fuck.
Hey, I'm Stallone, by the way. Hey, man. Yeah. One more thing. I got Connor Ben. Speaking of Connor Ben, did you hear Ariel Hawani interview with Connor Ben? Where Connor Ben was saying that he was having suicidal thoughts and whatnot, but he did mention that he ran into Mr. Dobson, and he's saying in the face off and whatnot, Mr. Dobson was a little nervous, and he said he could sense the energy. I'm lightweight. He say, I hear Connor Ben tell me he can stop Mr. Dobson in one. What you think about that? I'm like, I don't know about one round. I got to see it. But he said he could stop
him in one. I don't know about being able to sense, you know, whether someone is scared or not, and that translating into what round you get him out of there. But let me get to these callers, player. I got Chill Will, $5 super chat. Slightly older is a compliment. Looked like a George Jefferson, Ness. He needs to update that box track picture. Laugh out loud. Bro, leave Chris Pearson alone, man. Leave Chris Pearson alone. I did an interview with, let me see if I can find this shit. He was wrapping his hands, and I caught him. And I seen him doing some power. But listen, man, it is what it is, yo. Shout out to Chris. He tried, man. He tried. Trevor came out. Listen, for which I don't know is this. Trevor popped twice, okay? Not for this fight, but he popped twice. So we don't even know if he popped for this fight because, you know, they only do piss. And then we don't know if he was dirty because this ain't got the budget of Avada. So... you know, I seen Trevor looking rippy rip, and I'm within my right to question whether or not that was legit because genetics, bro, we don't really see that shit like that. Come on, how many Caleb Plants and Al Bundys do you see? Are there more Caleb Plants or are there more motherfucking Al Bundys? So, you know, all of a sudden we got Trevor McCombie is Caleb Plant. That don't be happening. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only sounding like this because he already tested positive twice. So, you know, he came out there guns blazing with pissing. We don't know if he was pissing hot. You feel me? These are low-er budget fights. So I don't know that there's a budget for Vada. You know what I'm saying? But Trevor had a fucking audience. Let me not rob him of that. He sold a lot of tickets. It was pretty sad to see how many people left after he won. He stuck around, which was odd, but the people that came to see him fight saw him fight and they exited the building. So Leo fought in front of a lot less people. Not that he still got his stoppage, but Trevor's a ticket seller. So maybe they can do it with Berlanga. You know, just getting back to the original question, maybe they can do it with Berlanga, especially in Florida since Matchroom is trying to, you know, rock with that market. I'm sure he knows exactly how many tickets he sells, because that's how, you know, he gets paid more money. So Trevor could be a possibility. He got to keep building, though. Berlanga is looking way ahead of things. You know, if he suffers a loss, can Trevor be more of a possibility? Probably so. We going to Tip. What up?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, man.
Ooh, ooh. Yo, why are you stealing everybody's swag, man?
Nah. It's cool. I just want to know, Mexican Zoo, what you going to do? I said, Mexican Zoo, what you going to do? When I hit him with a pop, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man. I told you my boy back. I told you the energy we was giving. You know what I'm saying? Listen, to all you fight fans, you know what I'm saying? This is how your favorite fighter is supposed to carry your fight. You feel me? This is how you promote a fight. A lot of y'all favorite fighters don't know how to do that. That's why they shit is selling pay-per-views or even marketing themselves to an audience. You know what I'm saying? Now we got all the Mexicans against us because of a comment Keith made. But that's what we need. That's what Tim Zhu needs. You know what I'm saying? He doing himself and Tim Zhu a favor. Tim Zhu about to gain a fan base in the Mexicans now. You know what I'm saying? But look, it's like I said, man, March 30th, you know, it's one time. It's one time all the time. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if Tim Zhu can beat us for the second time. You feel me? Last night, man, Angelo Leo, man, he does what he does, man, does what he does. Vicious body shot. I don't know what the ref was looking at, you know what I'm saying, during the course of that whole sequence. But, yeah, bro really like that. You know what I'm saying? He only going to get better as time goes on. The other two cards, man, three, I should say. I don't think I got a view of the first one. I was out. But, what's my dude at the white trunks, man? They was brawling, bro.
Trevor McCombie.
Yeah. They was trading.
My man
has
short said T-Rev.
Yeah, they was out there trading stupid blows. And then the other fight, the dudes I was just talking about kept his hands down and shit. I was kind of in and out of that fight.
Oh, the kid from Ohio, Mikael Gamble.
Yeah, Mikael Gamble, yeah.
He had that right too low, but he wasn't getting clipped. I just was scared, though. That shit was, like, right under the chin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a good fight,
too. He signed Jamel Herron is his manager.
They need to start getting a lot of these guys on Pro Box, man. Pro Box is about to blow up.
Word.
Yeah, I feel like Pro Box definitely about to take off soon. So, I mean,
well, they're gonna need. I mean, not that I know. You know, I don't know. I'm saying this out of my own mouth. It's not like they told me, but obviously, you know, they gonna need an investor, right? They need a little bit influx of money to, you know, just continue to not only put on the great fights that they're doing, but maybe expand to another day.
Yeah, they need an investor for production costs and shit like that. Yeah, that'll help them. I mean, if y'all know fighters in your area that's turning pro, man, tell them, look, hit up Pro Box or hit up Red Owl. You know what I'm saying? Red Owl, they taking in fighters too.
Mm-hmm. There's another card on DAZN tomorrow or today. Day was this London?
I think it's Friday. It's Friday.
On Castle. This one is Vegas. No, I'm going the wrong way. Hold on. Yeah. February in Houston. February 2nd. That's tomorrow. I never heard of these dudes, but I'm going to check them out. They on my free design. My guy is on here, though. So y'all better tune in. I got plenty of footage on him. Listen, y'all never seen this style. Oh, my God, we get to see him. I hope we get to see him on TV. Fuck. There's a lot of fighters on this card. Hakeem Cheatham is fighting on this card. Y'all got to tune in. Go check his style out. Yeah, he got this shoulder roll, but like, older shit. Like the older fucking kind of like Joe Frazier shit. His father is old from Philly. His name is Gerald. Fuck, I all the interviews is on my YouTube. Y'all got to check out his son, though. I'm gonna pull up one of his son's shorts that I got, because his son is the truth, man. I fuck with that. Really? I hope he looked good in the fight.
What did you think of the presser? What did you think of the presser?
Keith did his thing, man. You know, Keith always done his thing, and that, you know, that's why I said a lot of outlandish statements before he had his laws. You know, I thought that he could take off, and who knows? You know, maybe he could be that dude that even with the laws he blows up. But it's just sad to check his social media. He only had 317,000. And that he only posts when he in a fight. It's just sad. And honestly, he need to drop to a Caesar. My own need ya. That shit ain't looking right. It just ain't. It ain't looking right. And he gotta cut this soup shit out. What's up with this soup shit?
Hey man, that shit was fly. What are you talking about?
Bro, he the only one up there in a suit, bro. Is he the commentator? Is he the commentator? Is he the announcer?
That's the throwback look. That's the throwback look. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Hey, Sid, I do wish Tim Tszyu, man. Damn, I hate the fact that he can't talk shit. But you know, it's like he.
I mean, he did
shit,
enough.
But,
he did enough. He's
not,
like,
nah,
hey,
he did, but
that's the Mexican style.
But no, the way Tim Tszyu talks shit, bro, it's not like a. There ain't no energy behind it. Like, say what you really want to say, bro.
I mean, come on, man. It ain't like Keith. Keith was extra. What was that part? You about to get in your eyes. His mic all cracking and shit. Come on, man. He doing too much. He better get in there and get a fucking win.
Hey, but that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? When it's low energy in a certain environment, you just got to wake the people up. Sometimes you got to do things like that. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot I had the camera on. I'm up here stretching this shit. My bad, bro.
Look, Keith know how to engage the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he did. He got the people going, especially when he made them remarks. Pitbull and Rolly, man. I don't know, man. Rolly, you had a great career, bro. You know what I'm saying? This might be your night, man. This might be your night. I don't think Pitbull coming to play. He's not coming to play. That's gonna be a hell of a fight. I got Pitbull in seven. I'm not gonna hold you. I got Pitbull in seven.
All right, champ. Bruh, we got Counterpunch Brandon. What up?
Yo, Ness, how's my audio, brother?
Straight.
Told you, man, go with the knockout. You know I'm the Abbott. You know I'm the Elohim. I just knew your boy was going to be too strong. Too big, too strong. Looked good. Moran looked good. Working behind that jab. Punches was precise. Right down the pipe. Patient. Good fight. Mikael Gamble looked pretty good. Kid, like I said, I was rooting for him. Hopefully builds on his, build on what he has. Tyler McCrumbie looked okay. You know, you see a 27-0 record, you think he'd be head over heels above Pearson, but they looked about on the same level, really. So he's probably that guy. He's probably a mid-tier club-level fighter that can, you know, beat that level. But once he steps up, probably gets smoked. So, yeah, Belong will probably kill him. And then Angelo Leo surprised me. I had Angelo Leo winning, but I had him winning in, like, a firefight decision. 10-round firefight, because I've never seen that kind of power from him. But, yeah, that body shot was really, really vicious, man. And I don't even know how the ref thought it was low. It wasn't close to low. Like,
no
I was like, damn, he thought it was low, like nowhere. So, good win for him. Good win for Moran. You know, get a couple more pro box fights, and then who knows? You might get called up by a top rank or, you know, some of these other big names to get thrown in there, and if, you know, with a B-side opportunity against a big name, you know? So, yeah, good card. As far as that Red Al boxing, got another local kid. I think my boy's headlining that card tomorrow. My boy, Quayshon Toler.
Yeah.
Cincinnati. He's headlining that card. He's really good, man. He's got one loss. He got upset by your boy, Clay Collard.
Oh, wow. That's a disappointing loss, bro. You lost to an MMA guy. You're making us look bad.
Yeah, he lost to Clay. That was Clay's, kind of one of Clay's when we was calling in the prospect killer, that was one of the ones that put people on notice. Like, hey, this motherfucker might be all right. And if you listen to Clay's call, if you listen to Clay tell the story about it, they fought in Cincinnati, and after he got the upset, they pretty much chased him and his parents the fuck up out of there. So he said he was kind of nervous. He thought they was going to get fucked up. But, yeah, man. So, yeah, look out for that fight tomorrow. I think it's Red Owl Boxing. Yeah, my boy Quay Sean Toler out of Cincinnati. Bud brings him into camp a lot to emulate, you know, guys with fast hands. He's really fast, really quick, really good fighter. Just got to keep him out of these streets, man. He's a little street nigga. So, yeah, as far as that. But on the press conference, Keith was Keith. I always thought Keith Thurman was kind of cringe, kind of corny, similar to like Andre, like kind of quirky. Like, so the shit he's going to be saying, like the Mexican dude, what you going to do? Like all that shit is kind of cheesy to me. I don't get offended with racial jokes or racial epithets and shit. So I don't know how much controversy or how many sales that's going to help the fight do. I mean, he fought an actual Mexican in fucking Barrios, and it sold double woods. I don't know if these comments are going to just get Mexican fight fans in an uproar to the point where they want to buy this shit.
They do seem but upset on thing, social media, though. I see on the Mexican pages, they certainly saying, oh, this fool a clown, I'm riding with, and they'll throw the emoji up, the Mexican flag emoji.
And he is. And he is. He's a big old clown, and he looks old as shit.
I mean,
like, just looking at him.
Is he a clown? Is he a clown, or is he super intelligent? Because he just got an entire paying demographic to turn on him. He invented the green print without having a Mexican there.
Only time will tell. We'll see when them sales get announced, if they get announced. Like I said, it's fights with actual Mexican and Barrios didn't sell worth a fuck. So we'll see if they really actually spend the $60-$70 to see him get his ass kicked. But I got him getting his ass kicked, man. He looked old in the face. He looked like he had a black eye already. I don't know. He's going to get beat the fuck up, man. I just don't see those skills coming off the layoff. He's getting older in age. He's always having a little nagging. Once those nagging injuries start, they don't stop. So I just think he's going to get fucked up. Tim Zhu's locked in. He's young. He's strong. Good technique. Man, Keith's about to get the shit beat out of him. They can't fool me, you know. Can't fool me. I know what's about to happen. I'm not really excited about this one. I'm excited to see what Tim Zhu does next, because Tim's about to beat the shit out of Keith. But, yeah, man, like I said, good pro box car yesterday. That was pretty good shit. That was pretty good shit. So that's my call, man. I just wanted to really call in. I heard Ted Bayless speak on the Red Owl card. I've never heard a fucking corpse, a dead body call in so much. Like, what? How the fuck is Tip still alive after I've murdered him on the back call in the debate? But maybe he's a zombie. Maybe this is The Walking Dead. I don't know. But, tune in tomorrow for my boy, man, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You know Ohio runs boxing. This is the Abbott. I'm out, Ness. Protect your mental health at all times. Peace.
Don't forget to hit that thumbs up, ladies and gents. We need to get to that goal of 500 thumbs up. That'll get the live chat unlocked and free for all. Right now, we're members only, Mo. Shout out to all my members. We rocking out. Real Jose to this day. Real Jose. Gone. Oh, there you go.
Like they got the in your pocket.
Yo.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yo.
We hear you.
Yo, what up, man? What's it called? Hey, man, I was just trying to call in because you were saying that you were trying to look in for hot prospects fucking tomorrow that card in Orlando. You gonna be up there, or are you just gonna watch on the zone?
Yeah, nah. You talking about the Ashton?
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, there's a fighter on there that I think you should go look at, man. I think you should interview him, but that's on you if you wanna. Witness it in person or not, but you should look out for him, man. His name is Jorge Carlos. I talked to you about him before. He's 5-0, fighting another undefeated guy. He's pretty good. He's fighting at 140, man.
He beat
Ryan's little brother and one of the Vargas in the amateurs. The kid's cold, man. He's clean with it.
He's not on the schedule.
He's probably not on the main card, but he's on the zone.
Hit me up on Instagram. I'll get him on, champ.
I'll send you the flyer.
Send me his IG so I could just reach out to him today.
All right, man. I'll send you his IG then.
All right, champ.
All right, man, that's pretty much it. So y'all keep doing your thing. Shout out TDZ. Smash that like button. It's free.
You already
Catch
know.
Y'all later, man.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. We got Brambo $2. There's more Al Bundys because more folks are inactive. Call it what you want, bruv. There's less Caleb Plants and Trevor McCombies. We got Servant. Welcome to the contender level. Listen, William Cepeda will be on the show Tuesday, so don't forget if you are a member or a Patreon, you could drop him a question. Should be way more questions. We got hundreds of members. Like, what's going on? These guys need to know that you guys watch their fights, man. That's motivating. That helps them run extra miles. Don Juan, $2. This caller sounds like boo-boo. Yeah, no, that's Brandon. Brandon in Cincinnati. Tommy in Florida. Tommy, what up?
What up,
bro? I ain't got no fire for me. You didn't invite me to dinner, nothing. It's crazy. You don't love me.
Well, you and Connor Gorda, ain't you?
I know what it is, bro. It's because I ain't talking nice about Thurman no more. None of the Floridians don't fuck with me no more. I know what it is.
You better take that 2-hour drive this way to get you some oxtails again. But, oh, yeah, you was in Plant City last night, huh? But
I was.
Out of TVZ. Hey, next, out of everybody that called so far, did anybody say anything else about the press conference, or are they just talking about Keith only?
I think I want to say maybe one dude brought up Rolly.
Rolly did more talking in the interviews after the conference. If you watch on YouTube, but like actually up there during the conference, yeah, like he ain't really say much. And you know, Tim Zoo just dull, and I like Tim Zoo, but you know, it's a pay per view thing, bro. So if a whole race of people want to hate on my dog right now, but if 10,000 more people bought a fight just because of what he said, then guess what? It worked. I mean, whatever. And I ain't hear nobody call him like, yeah, Tim Zoo said this, and I enjoyed this part about the conference. Just Thurman this, Thurman that, whether it's good or it's bad. You got you talking about it. So guess what? It gave you some interest in the press conference, because how many times somebody did what press conference you did? You did a show on it about 4 months ago. And it was just dumb as hell. Like, the whole press conference was just dumb as hell. I can't remember. I think it was Charlo Canelo, maybe. And
yeah, it was,
just
pretty weak. It was pretty weak. Yeah,
fought.
We was mad. It was dull, and that Charlo didn't have that energy. He didn't keep the same energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, but you know, it's America. Everybody got something negative to say about everything. So now that. So probably the one guy on the stage that gave you a little bit of something, it was bad. I mean, you know, but like on his part only, it was bad. Nobody else was boring. Nobody was dull. Keith was just corny, lame.
I mean, he the main event. They got to blame the main event. He the main event. He going to get the credit for the pay-per-view, though, if it blows.
Well, I'm just saying, it's been other press conferences where an undercard kind of took over the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, such and such and such and such was going at it, and you know, people just talk about it, and that's all I'm saying. You know, they just talk about it. Yeah, the main event guy is supposed to, but sometimes the undercard dudes, like, they weren't even fighting each other, but when Books and Rashidi went to doing a little back and forth last January, you know what I'm saying, people were talking about that. So you know, it's just how press conferences go sometimes. But like I said, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody. Make sure you keep putting your money on Tim Zoo. Bet on the knockout. Bet on the decision. Bet on all that shit you want to bet on. You feel me? Because I'm just trying to trying to make a couple of dollars, that's all. But, yeah, it should be a good night of boxing when the time comes. You know, my boy kicking off another TBC event, you know, so shout out to TBV, man.
Man, I've been sitting here trying to find the movie. I'm old. I get it. And I've been trying to find this movie with John Travolta. And I wanted to just compare it to him versus my good friend Sebastian Fondora. But this is a poor image. I guess, you know, they stop. I don't know. I guess nobody's searching this shit no more, so there's not a lot of images on the net. I don't know. But my boy Sebastian Fondora looks exactly like John Travolta in Staying Alive. Let's be real. Let's be real. Check this out. That's Sebastian. John Travolta. Sebastian. Travolta. Sebastian. Travolta. Sebastian. Travolta. It's almost freaky, right? Because they're like wearing the same suit flipped. You know, his is black with the white shirt. This guy's is white with the black shirt. And shout out to Sebastian, man. Somehow he gets a title shot. Off a loss. Bro, Lubin is flipping off that. Have y'all seen him on Twitter flipping out? I wonder what Mauricio's going to do, because it's true, man. How does this guy get a full title shot off a fucking knockout? Drew, what up?
Yo, what up, Nash? What up, Nash? Man, Ted Bailey's talking crazy. I saw that nickel and dime promotion. The only thing different from that promotion and the BLK Prime one was they ironed their backdrop. I go to Amazon Prime on Twitter, Instagram, Prime Boxing on Twitter. They ain't talking about the presser. No rollout. And then they do that kind of crap the day Turkey Ala Sheikh released that trailer video. Come on, man. How you roll out the big pay-per-view? Keith Thurman over there in a nickel and dime, Men's Warehouse off-the-rack suit, not even tailored, can't even straighten his tie. Come on, like you said, like, well, what's going on here? Jimmy Lennon Jr. was the best dressed one there. And then Cap's calling up wanting that shade room type of rah-rah for the fight. I don't watch boxing for no shade room type of gossip. We go there for the fight. And no Mexican's going to buy that just as Keith Thurman said that. They'll stream it, but they're going to buy it? Come on, man. it's sad, man, to see people keep reaching for straws when I'm like, bro, did you watch that Fury Usyk trailer there?
Bro, I'm trying to do a show on that shit. I got an entire thumbnail done. That shit deserves an entire review show. I was planning on getting flagged and showing the video. Nah, he did an amazing job.
And they both on the same day. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, you go on Amazon Prime, you go Prime Video on Twitter, PBC on Prime. They didn't mention nothing about that presser yesterday, man, at all. Not even streaming it on X. Streaming on multiple platforms.
Damn.
You got the technology. Like,
yo,
what's going on?
They only stream, and they only stream this press conference on PBCs.
Yeah. I even logged into my Prime Video. No,
it's
mention of it, nothing.
Yo, but that's the thing. It didn't get streamed anywhere else. It was exclusive to PBC's YouTube channel, and it only got 55,000 views, bro. Thank God.
Exactly.
Thank God that people, you know, take clips and, you know, I do a video, so it the word of the presser gets out more. But for the actual presser to only have 55,000 views, that's insane.
You know, yeah. Knowing everybody been calling in here with this 200 million subscribers, I keep telling them, just because there's 200 million subscribers doesn't mean 200 million people are watching Prime on their TV or have the app even downloaded. Those are just subscribers. They could just be ordering their toilet paper on auto delivery.
Damn, they still got Lennon.
You know what I'm saying?
They got Lennon, though.
They got Lennon. Lennon looks sharp, so it sounds like
Espinoza,
the whole Showtime production team is coming over, right? But,
Espinoza,
Ness, was there an Amazon executive there taking interviews?
No. And Espinoza had the hoodie with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, so there was no Amazon rep there like other networks be doing. when the PBC was on other networks.
I'm
looking forward to you doing that little show with the Turkey Ellis shoot. The trailer was fire, yo. Michael Buffer in there at the end.
Drew.
They got the dude from Peaky Blinders. Go ahead. That's my call.
Yeah, that's the bell. But I was going to say that back in the day, the only executive that was there would be Espinoza for Showtime, and he's there now. Like, I heard a lot of his interviews that he did. He was saying that he doesn't know if he will be with PBC long run. He doesn't know if there's a future there for him or not. He's just there to help the transition because Showtime used to handle a lot of the infrastructure, and none of that is there. I mean, his interviews were very telling. They have to do everything. They have to do everything, and he is trying to make sure that from a production side, that gets done because of his expertise and experience. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. Again, he used the word, there's no infrastructure. So it's going to be interesting. They're building from the ground up, you know. Even Rowley's interview was interesting. Let me play that because that's part of the presser. That was interesting. People don't believe me, right? Look at this clip. Shout out to Inside Fighting.
Al gave me a better offer.
Better offer.
Bro,
why
so,
didn't you take
like,
the fight?
Like, I'm going to tell you like this. No, Al gave me a better offer.
Better offer.
Way better offer.
See, you got a better offer.
So, right there, you know, people like, oh, well, Canelo, he can ask for David. Way better offer. Right? I mean, because you tell me, what's better for Rowley, Isak or Ryan? But somehow, he was persuaded by a way better offer.
Than what Golden Boy was offering?
Way better.
Okay.
And like I said,
And check this out. Check this out. Watch what he says.
I'd rather build up Amazon Prime and become an...
Let's go back a couple. He said, build up. I thought they had 200 million house homes.
I'd rather build up Amazon Prime and become an Amazon Prime superstar than to go build up a shitty network that has 300,000 users.
So you think you're getting more?
What sounds better for me? 300,000 users or 200 million?
Right. Amazon Prime is a big network.
No. What sounds better? 300,000 or 200 million?
Well, 200 million, but...
Oh, okay. Oh,
there you go. So, what sounds better, 300,000 or 200 million? And people about to run with that. They about to run with that, man. We got Baby Joker. What up?
Hello, buenos dias. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, bro? Hey, that Pro Box card was pretty good, bro.
Yes, sir.
I had a lot of fun watching Salim versus McCrumbie.
Solid.
Very interesting fight, especially when the lights went out. I was like, God damn, night vision boxing today. The presser, bro, fucking Pee Wee Thurman, motherfucker, looking like Pee Wee Herman with that haircut in his fucking suit. Cringe, bro. What the fuck is wrong with his eyes too? They look sunk in. It looks like he ain't be sleeping in a minute.
Bro, he They're got all kids fuck- now, bro. He got kids he got to tend to, man. Shit ain't the same.
He looks bad, bro. He looks really bad. What do you call him? Tim Mexican Zoo? Mexican Tim Zoo? I mean, that shit ain't going to sell, bro. He keeping that Mexican chorizo in his mouth, trying to get some buys. It's not going to work. No one's tuning in. No Mexican's gonna tune in for this retirement card because it's literally what it is, bro. Thurman's gonna get fucked up, retired. Lada's gonna retire, and fucking Rolly's probably gonna retire too after this, after this ass whooping they give him. I also want to say thank you, Al Haymon, for putting all the Mexican American and Mexicans on your first pay per view, The Zone. You know, I guess PBC is changing the narrative now. It's no longer a African American run business. We're putting all the Latinos up there. Canelo getting fed Charlo and Crawford. Now they gave fucking Isaac Cruz. They gave a Rolly to Isaac Cruz. Title shot to Fundora. You know, it's cool being a Mexican. That's why Thurman's out there shouting it too. That's all I got, Ness.
That's funny.
Have a good one, bro.
Isn't Fundora? So that, isn't Fundora half something else? That's funny that you just you adapted.
Yeah, I said
him
Latinos.
Today.
All the Latinos, all the Mexican Americans. He's what Cuban Mexican American? All
right. So then, why you shit on Rolly? Rolly's Cuban.
Rolly's trash, bro. Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh,
he's horrible.
My goodness.
He's not very entertaining. Besides the shit talking, I mean, it's like simple but funny. Especially when they asked him about Isaac Cruz and he said he looks more like a pug. How fat his head is. That shit had me rolling, bro.
So
he's very good at shit talking, bro.
So he's entertaining.
Yeah, he is. He is entertaining. I think that should be the main event, Rolly and Cruz.
What?
You crazy. Yeah. At least it's for a belt, bro.
Bro, what's the difference that Thurman is inactive? At least we've taken the inactivity. I'd rather take the inactivity off a win than activity off a loss.
Well, I don't know. I can't see a boxer with that hairstyle that Thurman has.
Yeah, I know.
I can't see him in the ring.
He gotta throw on some Jay-Z and understand that he got to drop to that Caesar, man. He wowing. Get that money-making Caesar and let it go.
Are you bringing him to the show again or not? Nah? You ain't getting no more interviews prior to the fight?
I don't know, bro. You know how it is, man. Motherfuckers don't be liking what I say. I got to see
if
he's going to
let
me. Honestly, that's how it be. I'll be having to see if he gonna let me. Bro, listen, man. If I say the shit that happened yesterday, y'all wouldn't believe me anyway. Plus, it'll just put me back in the fucking hot seat. But believe me, bro, this shit is... This game is sensitive. Calls.
Good rollo, Ness.
What up?
Que rollo, ¿cómo estás?
Chilling, fam. ¿Cómo estás?
Chilling. Bien, aquí nada más haciendo ejercicio, güey. Just getting my exercise and before going to work.
¿En el gimnasio o en la casa?
No, en el gimnasio, güey.
Oh, shit. Shout out to
you. Yeah. Pitbull Cruz should be really happy, bro, because once, right after... He beats Broly, bro. We're going to get Tank versus Pitbull Cruz at 140 for that WBA strap. So,
no way.
Pitbull Cruz. Oh, that's I'm just throwing some predictions out there. I'm just like, you know, I'm just saying, but would you even be surprised if that shit happened? No, huh?
No, I wouldn't be surprised because it would make more sense for the rematch for Tank to fight him at a different weight for a belt. Nobody can't. Not to say nobody, because motherfuckers going to be mad, but, like, you know, it helps. It helps make
yeah.
it make sense, if that makes any sense.
And it's actually for an actual belt. And that's why Navarrete is going to fight, I believe, Dennis at 135, because that was the opponent that Pitbull Cruz originally was going to fight at lightweight, wasn't it, for the WBO, Dennis, the Ukraine guy?
Hell
and now
no.
I
Pitbull never was going to fight Baranchak. When? I ain't never seen no reports of that. I'm not saying you lying at all. I'm just saying I never came across any. But, no, Dennis Baranchak is actually fighting Navarrete.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just saying that because I was just looking at the rankings prior, before, like, Pitbull Cruz moved up. And Keith Thurman, bro, Keith Thurman's a fucking clown, man. He should have fought Booth. He should have fought Booth, man. Like... You should have taken the boots off the boots offer, or I don't know if there was
you
an
know,
offer.
You
but
know,
you, should have taken
you know,
the boots
fight. Offer wasn't as much as the Zoo fight. Come on,
but it would have been for a belt at least. Now,
I mean, this
like,
was supposed to be for a belt. WBO shit on him.
And like, wasn't Keith Thurman gonna fight? Wasn't he supposed to? wasn't he gonna fight Errol Spence back then at 154 when you made that show?
Yeah, yeah.
That you were
yeah.
like yelling,
yeah.
you're yelling your lungs out.
Hell yeah.
And then WC, man, I still don't understand how Fedora is getting a shot after getting knocked out, coming from a knockout loss.
Me neither, bro. That's sad. That's
and,
sad.
And Lubin, like, I mean, shout out to Lubin for, like, you know, if I was him, I'll be mad too. And Jermell, he's not even stripped fully. Like, isn't he in champion in recess?
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, like, that shit makes no sense. And then Lara, bro, I don't remember when was the last time he fought.
Two years ago.
When was the last time Lara fought?
May 28th, 2022.
Damn. Yeah, thank you. Oh, Heyman, bro.
Word.
And then Brad Castagna, bro, like, where's he at? Like, I haven't heard anything from him either. is he retired already or what?
Yeah, I think Castagna retired after his loss to Jermell Charlo. Not retired, like, officially, but, yo, think about it, bro. Like, what was the reports back in the day that Madonna made, like, $1.5 million and shit? Like, all right. Let's say they gave him a cut of the Mayweather fight. Like, how many millions did Madonna make with the Broner fight and the two Mayweather fights? Just give me a number, whatever number you want. I just want it. I just want to hear what you think he made in those three fights.
Oh no! Like 10 million?
All right, 10 million. And then he never came back, right? Because he lives in Argentina. And, you know, what the fuck is the U.S. conversion, you know, for $10 million to fucking Argentine money? And, you know, he probably, I mean, bro, listen, it's just
he's a
different.
Promoter now, isn't he?
It's different in them countries, man. They could live forever. So I don't know if it's Brian Castagno, is it Al Heyman? Or is he just got too much money?
Hey, Ness, before I, you know, cut me off, also, like, thank God my fight came into fruition. Like, Yokosuka Vipers, Vinicius Estrada, man.
Yeah,
are you going to make a show about it?
I seen that. Yeah, isn't that on the Savage 4 card, right? Or is it on the Valdez card?
It's on the Valdez card.
Yeah,
I believe
the Valdez and
Wilson. It's a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the coach on. Did you listen to my interview? I had Coach G on, who trains Yokosuka Vipers.
No, I don't think I heard it.
My interview, bro. Why you do that to me? I gotta go. I gotta get to some other calls. You had the bell ring.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. For those that don't know, I did have Coach G. Her name is Gloria Alvarado, I think. I hope I'm. The first name right, I'm not sure if I remembered it correctly, but it's definitely Coach G, you know, that's why she goes by Coach G. But she trains Yokosuka Vipers, she trains Right Hook Roxy, her daughter, she trains Alan Garcia, who's going to be on Top Rank, and you know, hopefully does well, that turns into a contract. Let's see what we got here. We got Big If. What up?
Yo, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yo, salute to you, man. I'm enjoying the show. I wasn't just going to call in, but I heard you say, I wasn't sure if I heard you say correctly, but did you say Nick Walters is fighting?
Yeah, Nick Walters is going to be fighting in March versus Joseph Adorno.
Damn. When was the last time he fought, though? That was the Lomachenko fight, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute, but... You know how it is, man. I'm not saying he going to win. We got to see what he got. But you know how it is. He took mad years off. He got married. He moved to Panama. Homie Spanish is phenomenal. He been training in Vegas. He was out in Vegas before I even came here. I seen him out there. I knew he was coming back. I didn't know who he was fighting till yesterday. But I knew he was coming back. And he's been sparring in Vegas. Good sparring, you know. I think Shushu sparred him. So, yeah, man, we'll see, bro. We'll see. I mean, let me see how old he is. I don't even know. I don't be knowing.
He's close to 40 right now. I think
nah,
he's probably close to 40.
You
wild but,
right now. Hell no, you wild.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm going to wait till the other show, man, about the trailer, man, because I thoroughly enjoyed that shit. I watched it like three times, man.
Me
like that,
too.
I enjoyed
That's
it, man.
Crazy. I watched it like three times, bro.
Yo, I like what
that.
They're doing.
Nicholas Walters is 38, bro. He right up there with my mans and Wilder. He got 2 fights last year in Colombia, 2 8-rounders, went 8 with 1, slept the other dude in 2. You know what I'm saying? We bad.
Okay, okay. I mean, hopefully, I want to see him, man. I know the Lomachenko the Chenko fight, man. That was when they started calling Loma Nomachenko. But yeah, I want to see him back, man. Like, hopefully, he comes back and he goes crazy. But I'm looking forward to your other show, man. I love Big John Fury and Usyk. They acting was crazy. But I ain't gonna talk much, man. I'm gonna wait till your other show about it, man. Salute, right, man. Peace.
You got it. You got it. Bougie Counter.
Yo, you get me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm handling business right now. Give me like 10 minutes.
You got it. Malcolm, what up? Malcolm, 1212. Okay. Jump out, jump back in, Malcolm. Hurry up. I'm trying to wait for you, fam. Fum. All right. We're going to Hawk, Maryland. Hawk got to unmute.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, what's up, Ness? How you doing, TBB? Number one.
Chilling.
Hey, Ness.
Yo.
Damn. A couple of things that Tyson Fury that video they did for the fight, that shit was off the chain.
Word.
Yeah. I want to talk about that press conference with Conor Ben and the other dude was all in his face talking trash, shaking at the same time. Like, what's your boy's name?
You fighting Conor Ben?
Oh, Mike Dobson, Peter Dobson.
Yeah, Peter Dobson. Dude, act like he's about to fight outside right there, bro. That was funny, man. But and your boy Fondora, you know, you need to pull up. You know, I'm an older dude, dog. Fondora looked like Jim Kelly. You got to pull up a picture of Jim Kelly. Fondora got Jim Kelly down pat, bro. The karate dude, Jim Kelly, that's who Fondora looks like. Yeah, he had Jim Kelly down pat. I bet you pull up with Jim Kelly up. He right there, right alongside them two to two. But Keith Thurman got kind of crazy with that yelling in there. He seemed nervous to me. I got him getting knocked out, but you know. He's trying to sell a fight. I don't know why he put the Mexicans in it, trying to sell it like that. But I guess he's trying to sell the fight. But I don't got Keith Thurman making it to the 5th round in that fight. No, I don't got him making it to the 5th round. But pull up that Jim Kelly, Ness. You seen Jim Kelly? Can you pull up Jim Kelly next to Fondora?
Jim Kelly? You sure you ain't trying to say Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, the karate dude, the dude that did the movie with Bruce Lee, he dressed just like him.
I mean, and what's the name of the movie?
Into the Dragon. Into the Dragon. Jim Kelly, yeah, he's real, yes, he got him down pat, bro. Superstar back then, Jim Kelly, that's the man. I guess he pulled up his wardrobe.
I mean, but Jim Kelly got a fro, bro.
Yeah, he got the fro, but the whole fit, the look. I'm talking about the clothes, the look.
I mean, they got one picture of a suit here.
Oh, they only got one.
I don't know. I'm going to have to screen share this, man. I think you way off, but I get it. I mean, I see the – it's the jacket. You know, it's that 70s big-ass collar jacket.
Yeah. The collar
in the shirt itself, but again, you and I both looking at movies that are so old. There's not a lot of Google images, like, bro. I'm literally screen sharing Jim Kelly Enter the Dragon, and all you get is the motherfucking him in the karate gi.
Oh no, you man! Bet, you got a rack of movies. You got a rack of movies. I'm talking about the movies.
told me Enter the Dragon, player.
Yeah, that's the one I can remember him. But I can't think of the dad one. He be doing his little jumps like he a police dude and all that. He do a whole lot of acting, but he have on his little suits when he wearing it. You right, they ain't showing nothing, but yeah, he ain't got nothing with his suits on. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. You see when you didn't get a chance to pull him up. Yeah, he damn sure dressed just like.
But Chance, that was the bell. I got Malcolm again trying you.
Yo, you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Fuck Twitter Spaces, man. They be doing too much. Yo, shout out to TBV. Everybody join Patreon. Like, subscribe, retweet, all that shit. Fucking Keith Thurman. I took the top off my Maybach. Ooh, my boy with the ball delay. Like, yo, he might as well just, like, fucking get a ball delay. That shit look crazy.
Yo,
he need to come home, man.
That's what I said, Joe.
Yeah, like, when I seen that little, the fake-ass fucking little promo video, but because of the lighting, I didn't see no hair on the fucking back of his head. And I'm just like, yo, like, he just chopped it off that quick.
Yo, you wild.
And then I peeped it. I'm like, oh.
You wild right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It just looks worse when you do that shit. But in terms of, like, some regular boxing shit, man, I liked it. I like his shit talk. I'm not too angry about what he said, you know, about Mexicans and flat-footed and all this shit that he's saying on the internet. It's getting a buzz, and the Mexican fan base is pretty big. So what's that going to do? Niggas just going to watch you lose now. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a cool – I think it's a good move. I think it's good promotion. He knows how to talk his way in all of his little promos. I don't know the numbers of the pay-per-view. I feel like it's going to flop.
I hope not. But the press conference only did 55,000 views for free. Like, I hope this shit pick up steam with the promotion.
Yeah, that's terrible numbers, man. But we gonna see, man, because they still got a little bit of time. With Rolly, yo, he did a lot of interviews besides the presser. Like, he was all over the place. The little clip that you showed earlier with his whole 300K, that whole shit, the 300 and what is it, 2 million, something like that?
200 million versus 300,000.
Yeah. It's kind of a bad little bit of analogy because, look, I'm in the zone. You know, I'm subscribed. And I don't watch all that other shit that they put up. It's just strictly boxing. So most of the people that are in the zone is strictly for boxing for the most part, you know. Amazon. Like, motherfuckers just got subscriptions. They want to watch movies, you know what I'm saying? So you're already... You have that casual fan base, but now you got to pull them in. And is there any word you're going to have to charge for the pay-per-view anyway, right? Like extra money, like what, $70, $80?
You know it.
Yeah, and he called out the shit. Motherfuckers is just going to be real. I'm probably not going to watch it. Like, I don't even think that it's worth it. I'm not sure. I do like Rolly, but I'm still on the fence about it, and I don't feel like dropping $80 for a fucking pay-per-view that I really don't even want. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, best of luck to Rolly and all that shit. I enjoyed it or whatever. Let's just see how everything is going to go. Shout out CBV, yo, Nash. Shout out to you holding it down.
Yo, just for comparisons, the press conference got 55,000 views, and yesterday's Pro Box got 51,424 views. And that only been out for 12 hours. Press conference been out for 19 hours. So, yeah, there's that. Timboski, what it do? Europe. Borough City E, what is up?
What's good?
What up?
Yeah, man. I fucked around and missed them. I really want to watch that Showbox shit. I'm going to go back and watch that
Pro Box.
Yeah, man. You do another show today, I'll call in and get my thoughts on that. But I missed that Pro Box fight last night. But everybody in the back call said it was good, so I'm going to make sure I go back and watch that. But my opinions on that Pete Davidson and Ben fight, I'm going to watch a good bit of Pete Davidson highlights and like two of his fights. He looked pretty solid, but he a little slow. He do look like a thudding type. He look like he got heavy hands, though. His punch placement is solid. It could be a little sharper. I don't see the craziest footwork. I don't think he's super athletic or irky-jerky. But he looked like a strong fighter. He don't look like an easy pushover, like an easy night. He looked like he'll be there for a while. So, you know, if Conor Ben could get him out of there, I'd be impressed, I think. I ain't saw nobody really hurt the man or really put a lot of damage on the brother. I'd be impressed if he could get a stoppage or a decisive win over the man so we could gauge where he at. As far as this Thurman Tazoo shit, next, but your boy look bad, man. Your boy look bad, man. Like, the man, I'm going to be real, bro, and I ain't trying to just come down hard on the man, but Keith look like he touching that bag, bro. Keith look like he touching that motherfucking bag, bro. Like, the man eyes all sinking and black. This nigga with this weird-ass rollover fucking hairstyle. And like my man said, bro, man like he went to to Men's Warehouse and got that suit. It don't even look fitted or nothing. Like, I don't know where the fuck he got that from. Like, he went to a cheap little thrift store and got that damn suit, man. What's wrong with your man's and them right now, man? What's wrong? I think, I'm going to be real, I feel like they're serving him up on a platter to Tazoo right now, man. Because to put him in with a red hot fighter like Tazoo right now coming into his prime, and he ain't even have nothing but one fight in the last, what, 3 years or some shit, probably longer? And not even an acclamation fight at the new weight, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't see a way. Huh?
You don't think he been acclimated, my bro? He been out the ring for 700 and something days. You don't think he been not a welterweight? You forgot the last news from Thurman you heard was that he was going to fight Earl at 54. It was always the plan to go to 54. This ain't new.
Yeah, but he just, I don't know, man. He ain't had them live bullets coming at him in a long time. I just think, bro, Tazoo about to just... I think Tazoo coming in, they letting his hands go trying to make a statement against him. Because he's thirsty, man. Mm-hmm. That boy's thirsty. But,
listen, that was the bell for starters. Secondly, he was in the gym for the Earl fight. He was the pawn. So he had to stay ready because he could have got Corver or Earl. I just think Keith doesn't have to put on weight because he's been out the ring long enough where he has the weight. He's been in the gym long enough, you know, but obviously we got to see where that timing and all that is at. But we got Trees. Do I owe you a counter or something, my friend? My friend?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent you a counter to that, to the Nets GTO shit.
You got it, my friend.
But basically, I just wanted to get on this motherfucker and say, shit, we got this is a major weekend with Fight Flyweight. We got all type of shit going on. I hear that we got the man. I know Timbosky, when he get on, you know, with his British ass, he gonna get on here and talking about that Buoxy and all that good shit. But yeah, I like that. We got a lot of shit going on, man. We got the Peacock fights. We got the shit on the Zone. We got bare. I know Ness, you're not fucking with it, but we got the bare knuckle. You know, I'm into that type of shit. We got some UFC shit. This is the combat consultant's dream right now. You see me? We got a lot of shit going on this weekend. I'm into it. But I did want to get on here. I just wanted to say, when we were talking about getting fighters and shit, I'm gonna keep asking. I know that you hit to the OTX card and all this shit coming out, and they got 8 fights coming on and whatnot. I'm just wondering, we getting the O'Shea Jones on here, or maybe Albert Bell, one more again type shit. I'm interested in the O'Shea Jones. I'm curious about her, with the journey that OTX
in the trajectory they trying to put her on. You feel me? And I'm curious about that, the schedule that they got going too with these and that tournament shit. That shit got me like way intrigued. I know you say 154 don't need a tournament, but you know I ain't opposed to no tournaments ever. You know, keep shit moving along in these weight classes with all these politics and all this good shit. You understand? But hey, and I just wanted to say everybody getting on here talking about Thurman and his comb over and shit. You feel me? I'm about to kick him while he down too. Fuck it. My man on here looking like a fucking car salesman. That's what's wrong with you, man, bro. I know Florida and shit, that's what they do. They sell cars and shit everywhere you look. It's a car lot. That's what Thurman is too, bro. That shit crazy, man. Like my man Brandon said, he corny, he cheesy. He do remind me of Andrade. You feel me? He give me them type of vibes, man. I don't know how good that fight gonna do, man. I know that's your guy. I know you in Florida and shit you trying to put on. I don't see the numbers, bro. I just don't see the numbers. I don't see the numbers. I'm with them. The Rolly fight could have been.
Is it going to be a good fight? Because you worried about numbers like you and the PBC
financial. I don't know. I mean, I ain't going to hold you.
You
I really don't
Amazon
know.
Rep?
I really,
Is you an
really
Amazon
don't,
rep?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I'm never get on here and talk about that's you. This is you always talking this number shit. I never give a fuck about numbers.
I mean,
the combat consultant.
You
don't give a fuck about numbers.
You out here talking about numbers. I mean, is it going to be a good fight?
I don't know. In all sincerity, I don't view. I ain't seen Thurman. Like you say, Wayne, I ain't seen Thurman.
I mean,
I don't know what the fuck
what
going
do they
be.
Say?
It's
what
a,
do they say? What do
what
they say?
It's
knockout
an unknown
sale?
Unknown. He's an unknown unknown
sale?
Right now.
Do they say knockout sale?
Man, who the fuck you think they gonna get knocked? When they if you calling them both knockout punchers, this one of them fights that I see them staring at each other. Then if they knock out, quote unquote knockout punchers, they gonna be scared
I'm just
of power.
Saying,
if
do,
anybody
do knockout sell?
Sure they sell. Who get knocked out? Thurman. So you telling me Thurman get knocked out? Is what you saying?
I mean that's what they trying to sell you. They trying to sell you Thurman moving up in weight to fight the young. Son of a legend that's been going through everybody, right?
From what I'm seeing, I'm seeing Thurman doing all the rah-rah shit. Like, he the knockout artist. Like, he the guy coming out of retirement. Like, he the wily veteran. You feel me? I get
what
they're
trying
to do.
I mean,
all that
is true. All that is
true.
I don't know about no knockout artists, but...
You know, I get... They don't want to call anyone. That's this shit. One time.
I got to get to some other calls. That's always been his name. Sean, what up, New York?
My brother. Yo, blessings, bro. I appreciate you. I just got a quick question for you personally. Since Pistol, I seen your interview with him for the – he had, like, that fight with Top Rank offered, and he took this and stuff. You think that because Connor's more active – and he's, like, signed with the house with Eddie Hearn and that they're catering towards, like, the UK audience, that there's, like, no chance for Pistol just because of his, like, style, like, if it goes to the cards, like, since Connor's more active, or do you think that he really has a chance?
I mean, honestly, bro, he ain't never been on this level, right? So he got to prove it to all of us that he can even beat Connor. Like, Connor's the A-side. Connor's the puncher. Connor was moving up. You know, Connor was brave enough to fight Eubank, you know. It didn't happen, but he signed up for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's really about what Pete could do, man. Pete ain't been on his level. Pete been fighting on TCL. You know, Pete ain't really gotten the big TV fights or any big opportunities like that. You know, this is his moment, bro, you know, and it's going to have to be a Rocky moment.
Damn, I respect you, like, you know, giving me a little background so I can rationalize, bro, because I was thinking about putting a bet, you know, like, I do fuck with him, you know, like,
he's an underdog, man. Ain't nothing wrong with betting on an underdog because the odds are usually great. I wouldn't recommend, you know, breaking the wallet because Connor is a swarmer, you know, and yeah, man, just watch some of Connor highlights, you know, see if you think Pete could deal with that.
I've seen both of them at the Orlando.
If he's as good as he says, He should be able to pop Conor right in the news with a jab. But
damn,
we'll see.
Yo, I was.
We'll
I know
see if that jab. Let's see if that jab also is because Conor's on that Mexican style shit, right? So is that jab going to keep him over more? Is Conor going to want to get hit with that jab to land the right hand?
Damn. Nah, yo, I deadass appreciate you, bro. My bad for not calling in on some other call, you know, something more interesting, bro. But I deadass appreciate you more than you know, bro. You always be putting some sense in my head.
All right, champ. Nah, no worries. This was part of the show. Regardless, we are looking for the previews and predictions of everybody for the Conor Ben and Pete Dobson fight. Bougie Counter.
Yo, you get me?
Yep.
It's your boy Bougie from Bar all the way to Sarasota. What it is, champ?
Chilling.
All right. This press conference. Don't tell me ProBot doing damn near the same numbers as the almighty all-star face of companies Premier Boxing Championship press conference. That's crazy. I mean, you know it is what it is, but, you know, that just, you know, set up a role. Like, it seemed like this ass now, but that's a whole different story. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck Fandor get to fight for a vacant title after he just lost to Mendoza. Can you explain that to me, please?
Nothing to explain, man. Nobody can explain it besides Mauricio Suleiman.
Yes.
It don't make sense, especially, you know, when Lubin just beat Ramos. And I get it, you know, Fandora beat Lubin, but then he lost. So it don't make sense, you know. It's just some bullshit.
And then they just threw him on. I didn't even know he was on the card, bro. They just threw the nigga on there, bro. I mean, I know about Lara. I know about Rolly. I didn't even know Sebastian was on there until I seen that shit. And I see him trying to switch up his look. Look, he trying to switch up his look now. You feel me? He trying to be a little bit more swaggy with this shit. You feel me? He ain't on that nerd shit no more. You get what I'm saying? So he trying to switch that shit up. Rolly was being Rolly at the press, trying to sell some shit, sounding stupid with the 1-2 word little comments or whatever. Pitbull, he trying to knock a nigga head off. Pitbull, real Pitbull. He ain't on that jokey shit, bro. The man trying to get in and out like a robbery, handle business. Same person. Thank you. Trying to handle business in and out like a robbery.
Go.
You get me?
I hear you.
Yeah. What else I was going to speak on? I just lost my train of thought. Fuck. But yeah, that's basically it. I lost my train of thought. Ness. I ain't going to rock my emotion right now. But I need to check back in. I'll check back in. Then if I need to check back in, I'll check back in, man. I'm going to holler at you.
All right. Throw the brick.
Yo, Ness. Yo, so look, right? This is what I need to know, right? The Tim Tszyu and Thurman fight, that's not for the belt, right?
Not any longer.
That's weird to me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was initially right. That was the plan, right? Initially, that was the plan for it to be with on the line, but then the WBO said that Thurman ain't ranked and they not giving him that shot. It's still time, though. Al could put something together. Hopefully, he could put something together. Put in a petition, you know, write a nice letter. Saying
right.
How Thurman was a champ in other sanctioning bodies and he would love the opportunity to be a champ in the WBO. You know, promised to do some hospital, you know, visits and WBO, you know.
That means at this point there's no testing for the fight.
I mean, nah, that doesn't necessarily mean that, but yes, there's no WBC, so there's no automatic VADA. But again,
right.
Fighters themselves can request and pay for the testing and have that in contract. So we just don't know if there's no testing.
Right,
but
right.
But since you bring it up,
yeah.
Who are you fearful needs to be monitored?
Probably Thurman, to be honest with you.
Wow, so you think he on some hormone replacement?
No, I'm just saying, no, because I seen something, right? I seen something where, though, they were showing Thurman's body transformation from fight to fight, like, and his last fight, he was ripped, and Keith Thurman ain't never been known to be, like, super ripped like that, you know what I'm saying? So it looked weird, though.
That's a negative. That's a negative, player. What the fuck? You must have
just
started watching Thurman. Nah, bro, word is born on anything. Long-haired Thurman. Bro, when did Thurman not have an 8-pack? You tripping right now, bro. When was Thurman not, like, bro, I used to be in camp with Thurman. You wildin'.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send you the videos that
homie,
I seen.
Homie, Keith ain't start looking like a dad till he became one, bro. Like, you kidding me? That's what everybody said, that the wife was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't accusing Thurman. Like, no, I don't think I'm accusing Thurman of nothing. I just think it's weird, though. You taking this big risk for and not getting the belt out of the deal. If you win
but
the
bruh,
if you beat two,
I think y'all forgetting this what y'all not forget. This what y'all forgetting. It was Earl that stood on his 2 feet, right, and said no. Remember, Al Heyman plan was Earl and Keith. That was the plan. Earl and Keith. And then Earl said no. Why? Because we put the heat on his ass. We said, oh, what happened? I thought you wasn't fighting Keith. You said you'll never fight Keith, right? And then he like, yo. But think about it. Since then, Thurman been out. Like, Thurman already had it in his mind he was going to fight Earl Spence at at 54. We already knew that. We interviewed Mauricio Suleiman trying to figure out why he was allowing it. Like, it wasn't a rumor. Like, we knew what was up. So he's already had exactly 25 months to build himself up into one division. You motherfuckers out here is funny as hell. You know, I could turn around, end this shit, do a show on Crawford and Canelo, and he could move up 3 divisions because he's Superman. But Keith Thurman got 2 years and 1 month, or has had 2 years and 1 month to gain like 7 fucking pounds, and y'all out here acting like it can't be done. Like, it's not a big jump for a welterweight. And again, don't show that y'all casual fans, like, unfortunately, you know, like Michael Coppinger. Let's just be real. Like, he tweeted that Keith was, you know, fighting at 52 in the amateurs. When that shit don't matter. The bigger tweet is that Keith beat a former fucking champ at 54 as a motherfucking pro. So he's been here before. Been there, done that. We beat Carlos Quintana. Quintana's a common opponent. I always bring up Paul Williams, but I'm pretty sure he fought Cotto too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got to talk about what Keith did at the amateurs when we all witnessed him beat a former champ at 54. C-Dub, what up?
Yo, yo, hot audio.
Straight.
That's what's up, man. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself. Roll out. That's what we're talking about, right? Roll out. Roll out shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great card, man. It was a great presser. I enjoyed it.
I don't know when this became a fashion contest or I don't know. I don't do the man watching that. I know I watch the sport of boxing, but then in my neighborhood we say like it's just certain things people say. Yo, yo.
That was the boxing guys cut him because they know he was bullshitting.
Nah, man.
Like
people
everybody,
be doing
like everybody first. Ain't talk about Ryan's motherfucking outfit and Tank's outfit.
No, and that's cool. And that's cool.
And
that's cool. But
like,
then we
like
then
they
we,
weren't just talking about
cool.
Devin Boots out here. Like, knock it off.
That's cool,
man.
But I mean, people get a little excessive talking about the fingernail polish, talking about the color schemes, and talk about the wrinkles in a person's face, and talk about the hairline on. Then talk about how many follicles he got in the back of his head.
Chance,
I'm not
Chance.
Looking at all that, my guy. I'm just right, not looking
pause,
at all that.
Pause for a moment, because you say, since you're saying they getting excessive looking at the wrinkles in people's face, didn't Ryan Garcia do an interview on one of the biggest boxing channels with a skin roller, four wrinkles in his face? So
I mean, yeah,
that's
something
so,
he was doing.
But
yep.
but that's the thing. When you open that door for your fans, don't ask them not to cross through it. So you roll in your face to stop the wrinkles or to prevent the wrinkles. Now you don't want people to talk about the wrinkles. And I know you said it just as a joke, but, bro, their life is open to us.
Yeah,
just
I'm
that.
Just saying. I'm not. That's not pretty. That's not a determining what I'm gonna see from Keith. I'm looking forward to Keith and the performance that he's gonna have. Like you said, the 7 pounds that he gained, he's had 2 years. I don't know if they like. It seems like people just start watching boxing or just start watching Keith. I would say Keith's eyes always been like that. Go look at all of his press conferences. He's animated, and his eyes always be buckshot. I don't know. Maybe he cut off his hair and now you can see his eyes. I'm not sure. But just pay attention. Just pay attention. That's what I'm saying. Like, we focus on the wrong things. We don't see the shit that's been there all the time. Keep eyes been booked, been shot. He been animated. He been seemed like he coked up or hyper. That's why he good at selling fights. So y'all not notice. Come on, man. Come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? We too worried about the wrinkles in his eyes or some shit. I don't know. But he's been sparring hard
because he hasn't had a fight. But champ, again,
Before you said it, it wasn't the wrinkles. It was the bruises. Dude said, like, he said he got bags on his eyes. He probably has been sparring hard because he hasn't been able to fight in 2 years.
Yeah, but
so
you
he's
gotta
gonna
understand,
have
they
abrasions on his face.
They associating wrinkles. Because of old age, because of time off, because of his literal age. You know what I'm saying? Like you trying to defend it, but you don't get it. It's just a play. Like, they think he's old.
I got it. But they mentioned the bruises on his eyes, too.
They said
his face was sunk in or some shit.
Past time, you feel me?
Once upon a time.
Exactly.
Shout out to BB. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself.
I think that's where all this... You know, look, my man called in to say we got to check if Thurman is possibly, you know, using something just because he been out the ring so long. Like, they making it about that because of the inactivity. It's always been like that, man. What have you done for me lately? Out of sight, out of mind. Brambo, $2. He says, Moran and Leo were great. Trev is in great shape. Yes, sir. Trev was, you know. A machine. We got Chill Will, $2. Let Rolly out the house without his helmet. Excuse me. Who let Rolly out the house without his helmet? You ain't shit. Swift in the 718. Member for 4 months on that champ level. They say Prime is a great deal for PBC because of the 200 milli habit. But I don't know 6 people that actually watch anything on Amazon Prime Video. People never talk about what they've been watching on Amazon. Well, I'll give you something to watch on Amazon. What is on Amazon that I am watching? The Snoop Dogg movie. What the fuck? I'm shocked I ain't talk about this shit yet. That's Amazon only. That's Amazon only. That movie is hilarious. It's called Underdogs. Oh, my God, bro. Bro, first of all, just like all movies, they got the parental advisory message in the beginning of the movie, right? But it's slightly different. You notice this slightly different after you start reading it because it's like, you know, oh, this movie contains a lot of profanity and it's like a little bit of a space. And it's like, yo, let's be real. All these kids out here cursing more than a motherfucker. And it just goes into like a whole bunch of curse. I'm like, okay, that's different. And I realized why. This movie, The Underdogs, is little giants in the hood with no filter. Literally. Like, everybody's cursing, bruh. The way it is, too, because you know how it is. Little kids be having little potty motherfucking mouths, bruh. That movie is so funny. It's more shock funny, I guess. Let me say that because I don't want to be like, that shit wasn't funny. But when you hear these little motherfuckers just say the shit they coming out their mouth and they pop one of the football kids. The shit make you, you know, you it's funny. It's funny. Check it out. So that's on Amazon Prime. You feel me? Just in case you ain't know, you can check that out on Amazon Prime. And Snoop do a good job. He like some retired football player, superstar, that is a bit of a dick and needs to learn he's a dick. And then learns and becomes a good guy. You know, it's just pretty dope, though. So we got Trollbaiter, $20 Sweden. He says, 200 million, they can't watch it because it's behind a paywall. That is true. They get to advertise the 200 million. You got to buy this shit. Leonard Sterling, 5-pounder. Rolly sounds like a brainwashed boxer. Al whispers, I make you an Amazon pay-per-view star. 300,000 users. The Zone has 300 million global users and 60 million premium subscribers. That's what I said. People are going to run with the lies, bro. Like, man, it's whatever. The Zone's 60 million premium subscribers are people that actually want to watch boxing. Actually, I won't even lie about that because those are global numbers. So there's some dart lovers in there. We got average boxing fan, Baby Joker. He says ProBox 51,000 views plus ProBox Espanol 16,000 more views. Yes, sir. Shout out to them. I can't wait for the day we see millions on those fucking shows, bro. They deserve it. Not that the fights are like, oh, a million view worth, but like if they had a million views coming through every fight, I'm sure it would help him, you know, get the right advertisement to increase budget. Jim Papa, $5. Zoo said he was negotiating with Bud before the Thurman fight. What makes this fight bigger or better than Bud fight? Yeah, no, it's probably what I told you yesterday. I've been told Bud is getting another fight that we will be shocked about, but we will like. I don't know what the fuck that means, you know? And dude refuses to give me more information. He don't even swag, you know? So we'll see, man. Maybe they are giving Bud a fight before he fights Canelo, which would make sense. You know, we would love that as boxing fans to see Bud get another one right before. I don't even know what makes sense, and I don't really want to guess because, you know, they don't do what we think is logical, right? They have their own way of thinking, you know, and rather not be frustrated. I'd rather just report on what it is they're going to give us rather than wish for something and then they don't give us that. We got LJ Wright, $5. Ness, I wouldn't be surprised if Keith Thurman beat Zoo, would you? Of course not. I was more surprised he lost to Pacquiao. You know, hopefully that loss, you know, get some hunger in them, man, you know? And hopefully the lack of having to go down those to cut the weight to 47 gives him more power, giving his power back. You know, one time hasn't been one time in a long time, and maybe that's because he's been struggling for a long time to make weight. Similar to Devin Haney, perfect example, Devin Haney, right? Because people would probably, if I don't bring up Devin, they probably would automatically just say no to this theory that Thurman could get his power back at 54. But truth be told, you at least remember he did have power at 47. So, you know, if Devin has stayed at 35, his, you know, for what, 25, 4 years? How long has Thurman been there? He fought at 52 in the amateurs, and then his pro career has been 47. So he has been needing to move up. A lot of you Errol Spence fans should be riding with what I'm saying, because your excuse is Spence needs to move up, and Spence should be fighting at 54. A lot of Bud fans should be riding with what I said, because why? Because Bud is saying he was finding it hard to make 47. So then how the fuck does the dude who was the king of the division before everybody not find it hard to make the weight and benefit from moving up? Of course he benefits. Of course. Of course. It's just, you know, look, guys, out of sight, out of mind, it's going to be hard to give Keith Thurman credit until he does it, because he's out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, there's Tip Bellis's. There's Tommy's in Florida. You know, there's old school Thurman fans that we remember what Thurman is and what, you know, potentially he can do. And again, that's the best bank as a Thurman fan, is to bank on the move up gives him that power he used to have back. Because listen, Terrell Gachet isn't considered a puncher, ladies and gentlemen. Like, he's not. You know, don't count my boy Thurman out. It's way too early to start giving you all this positive information on why Thurman can upset Zoo, but I will, because I'm a nice guy. But like, bro, you got to remember the weight cut no longer needs to be there. Then Zoo got dropped by Terrell Gachet. Out of all the 54 pounders, if we could have made a bet, just folded $100, put it in an envelope, and on that $100 you had to write who would drop Zoo, we would have been picking Charlo, Lubin, undefeated Fundora back then. But Terrell Gachet, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would have put, yeah, Terrell Gachet is going to be the guy to knock down Zoo. So if Terrell Gachet, who notoriously is known not to have pop, can put down Zoo, he's not a better boxer than Keith Thurman, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm talking Terrell Gachet. And why does that matter? Because Terrell Gachet didn't have power and dropped him. And not because he didn't have power, I'm insinuating that Zoo has a chin, no chin. No, no. More about Tommen. Perfect shot. And who could Tommy better than Thurman? Now, obviously, that's me banking on an old Thurman coming back. But what we have is an old Thurman. So can he come back is more the question. Let's see who we got. Looks like Tip Bellis counterpunch. Tip Jake Paul. Jake, unmute. Mute. Jake, unmute. All right. The fuck? Tip Bellis, trying you again.
Yo.
I hear you.
Man, look, man. I'm convinced March 30th, we going to have to turn this shit into Mosley Mayorga, man. I'm just convinced we got to turn this shit into Mosley Mayorga. It's just too disrespectful out here. So now we talking about the man suit. So I guess nowadays you can't wear suits. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they was already complaining about dudes coming in, press conferences, wearing purses, you know what I'm saying, having their nails painted, earrings and shit. But now you can't wear a suit. Like, what's up with y'all, bro? Just like, keep providing the hate and your disdain for Keith Thurman, man. I get it. Y'all don't like Keith. And y'all showing y'all real colors about it. I get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it coming, bro. You know what I'm saying? Put your money where your mouth is. Put it all on the betting lines. You know what I'm saying? Tim Zubat knockout, rounds 1 through 12, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep driving it up so, you know, you can become a hopefully a plus 1,200. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Us Thurman fans can win some good money because y'all are delusional. Y'all, listen, man. Listen. Tim Bradley, I got an issue with you too, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk negative about the fight? Let's talk about your commentary because your commentary ass too. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I just love what everybody's bringing in, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, they want to talk about, oh, 55,000 views, right? You know what I'm saying? Fury versus Usyk promo. Guess what? I ain't see Fury versus Usyk promo trending yesterday on Twitter. They didn't make any noise. I don't hear y'all calling
anybody. You a damn liar. You a damn liar. My bro. Fury Usyk. Listen, you a liar. You a hater. So you muted. You muted Turkey Alashi. You muted him. You muted him. My bro. Listen to me. This is a fact. It dropped yesterday. It got 4.8 million views today.
And yet nobody's called in to talk about it.
You lying! We literally had two people call in.
Damn, two people.
My bro, it's not about the show ain't titled Turkey Alashik and his an amazing motherfucking promo. My bro, I'm going to do a show on it. My thumbnail is done. It is moving the needle.
You lying.
It's sad that you're taking this stance. That's one of the best promos ever done in boxing. Ever.
You shouldn't even have to do a show about it. We as boxing fans should just call in off the humble to talk about it.
It's all right. I'm going to do a review on it. People calling in and said they didn't even want to talk about it out of respect.
It's a fire promo.
Oh, now he's seen it. I thought it ain't come across your timeline. Caught him in a lie.
I know. I just went to go watch it. Before I called in, I went to go watch it. I'm so weird. I
caught him in a lie.
What are you talking about? I just said I went to go watch it. But like I was saying, man, these dudes calling in talking about Keith taking PEDs and all types of shit, man. Listen, y'all are ridiculous, dog.
Let me get this off.
They want to talk about why Lubin not fighting for the belt. Yo, why isn't what's dude? Why isn't Conwell fighting for the belt, bro?
Don't defend that.
No, but I'm saying.
So you gonna defend it a negative with a negative? Why ain't Conwell fighting for it?
Why isn't Charles Conwell fighting for the belt?
Bro, that ain't the question. The question is why is fucking Sebastian Travolta
because
fighting
Fundora,
for
obviously Conwell's promoter or whoever his manager is ain't decided to make a fight happen for the belt. Fundora is ranked number 3 in that sanctioning body. Lubin was just in talks with Tim Zoo.
I gotta go.
Like, why do y'all think he's fighting for the belt? Come on, bro. Let's be.
Lubin said he was in talk with Tim Zoo. Lubin said he was in talk with Tim. Actually, Lubin said he ain't even know, and he ain't turned down shit. Zoo said he was in talks with Lubin and Crawford now. Man, come on. I don't even know. I don't even know what to believe these days anymore, bruv. For real. But we did get to the goal of over 500 likes, so we're going to go ahead and open up the live chat for everybody, and we're going to keep these phone lines moving. Jake Paul, you want to unmute? Maybe you was at work. That's why you ain't unmute, out of respect. Couldn't talk. What's good? You ready? Jake Paul.
Yo. I'm home.
Welcome
home. What's going on, guys?
Chilling.
Yes, man. So, what's the word today? Is it on Keith Thurman topic?
Keith Thurman presser review plus your predictions for the Conor Benn fight this Saturday versus Peter Dobson.
Damn, I don't even know who that is, but you know what? Conor Benn, I hope he wins. I want to see that boot clash so bad. Our death. I want to see one of those clashes. Dead Conor or Boots Conor. So I hope Connor wins. Go on, Connor, even though I don't like his attitude sometimes. But anyways, the press conference, man, that shit was nutty, boy. Keith Thurman and Mr. Rolly Romero, trolls, ultimate trolls. I think Rolly is gonna lose, and I hope he loses because it will make the Pitbull and Tank rematch even that much bigger. I would prefer to see anybody rematch. I'm just saying. I want to see Dev and Tank for sure. I do want to see that first. But if there was a rematch with Mexican, it's that Pitbull one. Because I think one of them can knock each other out. And whoever goes down first is going to be an earthquake. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be an earthquake. I think Keith Thurman's going to get ran through. I think I said that before in the last show. That white boy is going to steamroll him back to heaven. And Rolly, yeah, I think he's gonna. I hope he loses. I'm not gonna say I think he's gonna lose, but I hope he loses. Damn, I'm trying to see. But if Rolly does lose, I would like to see him face off with what's that boy, Matias? If not Matias, Ryan Garcia. You know. I'm sorry, man. I'm always playing matchmaker. I'm always thinking like ahead, like who I want to see. But we never know who we're going to get, right, in this sport. But, yeah, man, the press conference, man, I don't know. Keith Thurman, that give me nervous energy. He seemed a little over-enthusiastic to fight this guy for a non-belt title. I think that's low-key hilarious.
Bro, we don't need no belt on the line when the pride on the line. You feel me? Everybody going to know. Everybody going to know Keith one-time Thurman stopped the Australian and the hype train.
Stopped? Homie couldn't even stop Pacquiao, bro. You think you going to stop that big boy up there at 154.5?
Let me tell you something you don't know.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you something that you don't know. That's why you come to this show. Keith Thurman got 3 fights with Demetrius Andre at over 152 in the amateurs, fams. You know what I mean?
That was, come on, bro. You can't compare that to now.
Don't say that because people run around here talking about Sean Porter beat Usyk in the amateurs. And I damn sure say Sean Porter knocked down Daniel Jacobs in the amateur 6 times. I definitely tell you that, because that stat is real, real. You feel me? Timboski.
Roll out. They're spreading out the breadcrumbs for the pro bucks. You're getting the pro box, that's what I like to see. Some good, great fights yesterday. You know, thank you. I like to shout out to Gary Jonas. You get me? I like to shout out to the matchmakers of that pro box. That was a nice battle right there. Let's start off with the couple little fights that started the card very nicely. Ryan Mayne looked impressive. You know what I'm saying to you? Markel Gamble, he looked good as well. I like Markel Gamble. You know what I'm saying to you? He does need to work on some defensive tendencies that I'd like to see him improve on, you know what I'm saying to you. That right hand was a bit too low. My boy Trevor McCrombie, he looked decent, you know what I'm saying to you. You can see that he's not on the level of some of the elite super middleweights, obviously. I told you Christopher Pearson, he did look kind of crafty, you know what I'm saying to you. He did look older than I did expect him to look, you know what I'm saying to you, but it was still a good scrap. Trevor McCrombie, I didn't know that he popped dirty twice. I knew he popped dirty once. He popped dirty once in, I think it was 2016, against Donovan George. You know about Donovan George? The bomb Donovan George? Remember
Chicago.
Who that is?
Chicago! Of course I remember that, bro. Of course I remember him, bro.
Yeah, common opponents with La Bomba.
If you ain't watch Showbox, you ain't know about Donovan George, bro. Either Showbox or you had to watch, what's my man, that promoter from fucking, oh my God. Bobby Hitch, baby.
Because and you remember coming up, you remember
Edwin Rodriguez,
one of my favorite fighters, Edwin Rodriguez, coming opponents with Adonis Stevenson.
if I'm not mistaken, Andre Ward, I think he fought you know what I'm saying to you. Yeah, man, I remember that. I remember that guy, a very good fighter. Who else was looking good? Oh, Antonio Moran. I would like to see him back in there with some of the 135 pounders. What network is he underneath? What promoter?
He with Boss. He got another fight with Pro Boss. Antonio Angelo Leo called out Espinoza. He wants some
See Angelo Leo. I like him to see because he looked at yesterday. He looked a bit like he needed to knock off the rust for me. But I did remember that he fought Polanco at the end of last year. You know what I'm saying to you. But that we didn't really. I didn't really see too much of. I wanted him to get more rounds in against Plania. Plania was looking impressive in the first one to two rounds. Came out looking kind of trying to cut the distance off of Angelo Leo. Leo's trying to set up some trap counts for him. I was a bit I was a bit disturbed by the ref. I didn't understand that discombobulated decision with the body shot that was nowhere near a low blow or whatnot. But, you know, we move on. That was a great shot from Angelo Leo. I want to see him rematch Stephen Fulton. I would like to see him rematch Stephen Fulton. He did call out Espinoza, but I would like to see him rematch Stephen Fulton. I think he could get – that would be an interesting get back for him or Fulton. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what we can get with that.
Since your time, time about to run out, let me ask you a question. Isn't TNT Sports and Sky Sports competitors?
I'll say so, yeah.
You would say so? Do you have to pay for two different subscriptions or no?
Yeah, you have to pay for two different subscriptions.
So you as a guy in the UK, you got Sky Sports and TNT or you don't?
No. So I just pay for the fight. I'll just pay for the fights, isn't it? With TNT, I'll just pay for the pay per view fights because they joint pay per views. Because I could have watched that. They put what did they put on there? I think they put on Cambosis and Haney on TNT.
Okay, so these broadcasters, TNT and Sky Sports, only provide you with pay per view fights.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is unprecedented, right? Have you gotten, when Mayweather fought, what Mayweather fight did you see live? Have you seen any live?
As in, when you say live, as in pay-per-view bought?
Like you bought it and watched them live from the UK. You stood up late, bought your pay-per-view and watched them live.
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
I think Ricky Hatton and Mayweather.
Okay. Network did you buy that on?
You could have put it on Sky Sports.
All right. Now, do you remember, and I'm sorry if you can't, it's all good. I'm just, you know, trying to get to something. But do you remember if that was also distributed on any other network?
Yeah, of course. But that's what I said. I wasn't too familiar with those other networks. I could have just went to the main source. But like now, there's different outlets that you can go on. That you know what I'm saying, TNT didn't have all those type of outlets back then.
That's common now for a pay per view to be distributed by different people in the UK, different broadcasters.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they'll put it on DAZN. DAZN will spread it out to Sky Sports. Sky Sports will spread it out to not spread it out, but they'll push it over to TNT or you can go on like Amazon Prime. Not on the Amazon in the UK now. But it's not called Amazon Prime.
I just got a press release that the fight is going to be broadcast on all territories on DAZN, but it'll also be distributed across TNT Sports and Sky Sports and DAZN. I mean, that's just...
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I said. They'll have different outlets to put it on now.
Okay.
Like the first pay-per-view, like you could have bought, like say, for example... Lennox Lewis, I didn't buy it. I think my dad bought it. Lennox Lewis and Matt Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Did you buy that pay-per-view? Did you watch that?
The first, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson? Yeah.
Yeah. And how did, that's what I'm saying, that was box office, right?
I would have to check, man. I was a kid.
That's what I'm saying. That's how long I've been watching. That's how long it's been. Like, been buying stuff since then. Because over here, it would be box office. It was called box office back then.
Yeah,
we have to buy
us,
it on
but for us, HBO was that. It was HBO box office, and it depended. Not everything was on pay-per-view, but Tyson fights certainly were pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But I don't know were either. Again, my dad was buying them shits, and I was just watching. Plus, back then, we had the box. I ain't gonna front. You know what I'm saying? That everybody had the box back then.
Yeah, the box. Yeah, exactly, man. So, you know how it goes now, man. Speaking of the zone and other platforms, I hope you tune in for tomorrow's facts. You get me? Under the zone, you're going to see Aston Sylvie. You get me? You're going to see a very good heavyweight that I like, Demir Pinedo. You're going to see Jorge Carlos on there. You know about them guys, Quinton Chapel? You know what I'm saying? Do you know about those guys?
Okay.
Corey Marksman. Benigno Aguilera. You know about Benigno Aguilera?
Bro, I just interviewed Corey Marksman. Did you watch my interview or was you busy, you know, arguing with your little buddies?
Nah, man. I got to work, man.
Yeah, we had Corey Marksman on here, man. That's my guy. We've had him on a few times. Plus, Maricela Cornejo, she was at my last appreciation party. We all know.
Oh, yeah, she's taking on Candy Watts. Yeah. That's going to be a good fight.
You know Candy White. You know how that go. And everybody knows Austin Slive right now. And if you don't, it's because you're a Jake Paul hater. Listen, I got to get to some other callers, though.
I appreciate it. Listen, I appreciate that.
Appreciate you, champ. No worries. We going to Boxing Patron. Patron. I like that fight, James. Leo versus Ribisi, but Leo want the champ. He don't want the dude that lost. He called out the champ. The champ. Okay, gonna keep it moving. My man ain't connect. We going to... Oh, we trying you again. Boxing.
So, Nance, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. What's going on, Nance? How you doing?
All good.
Yeah, man, what's bad, bro, about Thurman, bro? This is what's bad with boxing, dude, with Thurman. I mean, with this situation with him. And it's not Thurman's problem. It's the fans, man. You know, Thurman loses, bro. Thurman was on top of the world when he lost to Pac, you know, right before that, you know, and he loses the Pac, man. And, dude, these people just, you know, the boxing community just as misses you as soon as you lose. I heard a dude earlier calling, he's like, oh, well, you know, he didn't knock out Pacquiao. So what? Like, that's Pacquiao, man. What the hell has that got to do with Zoo? You know, I'm like, it's just weird when they bring that shit up right there, man. You know, he can do this. I'm like, my dude, Thurman's a good fighter, man. I like Thurman. I've always been a Thurman fan. You know what I mean? He did shit before anybody else, you know, at the 147, you know, and he did his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? For a while there, you know what I mean? He loses and then in comes Spence and does exactly what he already did. And fucking they gave him more credit than he got. You know, and that shit always pissed me off, though, man. You know what I mean? But. You know what I mean? I wish he would have had another fight at 154 just to get there. You know what I mean? See how he looked. You know, get his body a little more used. I don't like the layoff. You know what I mean? But and then, you know, you're going to get that big dude like that, man. But, you know, the whole card is good. It's going to be fun to watch. You know, I think they're all going to be good fights. Shit, I'm going to pay for it. You know what I mean? I'm hoping it does good because I think, you know, it's be good for boxing, man. And I think if Thurman wins, it's good for boxing. You know what I mean? It's better for boxing. So I hope he pulls it out, man. But I mean, it's an uphill battle. I wish he would have had a fight before, you know. But, yeah, that's my call, Ness. Appreciate it.
All right. James.
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You hear me, Ness?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on one second. Yeah, Ness, I'm just going to keep it quick, man. The card last night and everything that we watched, man, Angelo Leo, man, I really think he should have been calling out Robeson Ramirez, man. I think, you know, he's building himself back up and everything, and for you to build yourself back up, man, you got to be able to take that chance, man. You show that you're willing to take that chance with signing the pro box and everything and doing well. Do well on the biggest stage for Top Rank because Top Rank ain't cut Robeson yet. So I think that'll be a fight. I think that's actually a 50-50 fight and probably a lot of our eyes. And, you know, we'll see if Angelo Leo can actually prove to us that he deserves to be on that big stage again and get a Espinosa fight. Other than that, man, opponents for Bud. If we're going to get some entertaining fights for Bud, man, I really do hope we can get maybe, like, in between time, a Lubin and Bud fight or even a Bubu and Bud fight. Just two fights actually for him working up that weight for Canelo and everything in the meantime that the audience will actually be attracted to actually watch. Other than that, Castillo Clayton returns tomorrow and everything like that. So let's see how his bounce back is going to be, if he can actually get back to that stage, actually being a relevant welterweight again. Adorno, I got Adorno over Nicholas Walters. I appreciate that announcement and everything. Adorno's going to show us that, he's going to show us that he still got some skills and everything. Nicholas Walters should have probably stayed, retired or whatnot? Or has Nicholas Walters fought in the meantime on some smaller cards? I'm not for sure, Ness.
Yeah, he got two fights in 2023 in Colombia. 2 8-rounders.
Colombia? Come on, man. Yeah. It is what it is, man. It is what it is, yeah.
I mean, he's doing the right thing, though. He started the Colombia route. He's going pro by. It's not like he's jumping, to a championship pay-per-view fight. Like, if he could beat Adorno, he shows us he's still got something.
Get the fuck out of here. If he can beat Adorno, he's not beating Adorno.
Okay.
Like, come on, man.
Even better.
If he beats him, you
his new biggest fan.
Get out of here, man. He's not. Look, man, I'm standing with Adorno, man. People know how I rock with Adorno and shit, man. You know, with his tough fights with Ortiz and shit, which arguably could have gone to Adorno, which Ortiz is going to get stopped by Tio. And there's one more thing I was thinking about. You know what, man? I'll come back later if I hear something, man. Ness, man, shout out to you, shout out to the community, man. What do you think about those two fights for Bud? If so, man, you think that could be a possible move right there? Because, I mean, Boo Boo did say, man, if Bud does fuck around and think he can goddamn
move
over
man,
the line,
nah, honestly, I hate you put me in this position, but, like, nah, Boo Boo didn't even do it with Davis, so it's like, don't do that.
Well, DeMond really, he ain't really show us he like that with DeMond at that weight.
No. I'm saying he ain't produced the level of fight that Crawford is seeking at this point in his life with Benavidez, so it's gonna be even harder to do that with Bud, in my opinion.
I would rather him take a bigger welterweight. I mean, a bigger super middle or a middleweight that actually has a name, even if it's off a loss, than just trying to fight a Janibek or something like that. That's just my personal opinion. But Ness, I keep the line going. I'm out.
All right. Yo, Rocky. Rocky. Let me get to these super chats then. Oh, we got Swift in the 718 with the fat $20 super chat. He says the zone shows Major League Baseball, NFL, FIFA, UFC, WWE, AEW globally. Different territories have different coverage. So we got to stop thinking it's just a boxing app. Ooh, set me up. Leonard, two-pounder, Ness, it's usually that three got UK rights, usually one. Exactly, it's unusual that three got UK rights, it's usually one. That's what I'm saying. I thought that was unprecedented myself to see Usyk Fury being distributed by not only TNT, but also Sky Sports, but then even their newest competitor who stole Matchroom from them, DAZN. I thought that was big. I'm glad you super chatted that because I knew that was big. That's like asking HBO, Showtime, and ESPN to distribute a pay-per-view for someone. That would be amazing. That's like Amazon Prime. Now they're in the PBC business and they turn around and say, hey, DAZN, hey, ESPN, I got a pay-per-view deal with these guys you want to distribute to. Like, that would be crazy. 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 Okay. What do we got? Bougie, you still got one counter. FYI. And we got Jonathan Sims sending $10 because he the man. He said that was for yesterday. Appreciate you, champ. Looks like we got Brandon. What is up? Okay, then smash that thumbs up while we wait for the next caller to connect. We did get to our goal of 500 now, and we're trying to get to the next goal of 1,000. We did unlock the live chat so everybody can chat it up. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. Trying to get to the goal of 189,000. Right now we are on 188,586.
What's going on, champ? What's going on?
What up?
Shit, man. Just here at work. More bad about earlier. A couple of patients I had to take care of. Yeah, man. It's just interesting, man. Dobson Puerto Rican, right? If I'm not mistaken, he mixed.
Oh, he ain't never told me that. I ain't never asked though.
I think he mixed. He Puerto Rican and Jamaican, if I'm not mistaken. So. I just brought that up. I was just thinking because I thought I saw something like that he had like the flag on one of his trunks and something like that. But anyway, yeah, man. I hope he pulls off the upset. I know he's a crazy underdog, but you know I'm a little biased. I got a root for my Puerto Rican roots. So if he is, you know, it doesn't matter if it changes. I just don't like Ben. I think he's just a hype job because of his dad. And, you know, the PED stuff and all that other nonsense. Talking about eggs is going to give you all that. Eating too much eggs is going to bring up your testosterone levels. That's crazy. But, yeah, man, as far as Thurman and Zoo goes, again, man, I just don't see no reason for this fight. I mean, it happens. We're going to see a good fight. I think Zoo should have came up, you know, on a comeback fight, something a little bit lighter. You know, you got Zoo on his momentum. I don't see why he would try to take this fight. I know, like a lot of people saying, he got clipped by Gaucher and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's just, you know, your first time at 54, this is a big guy. You know, you haven't really showed us much in the past. You showed us declining. You know, you struggle with Barrios. You struggle with Pacquiao. You know, these are all much smaller fighters, and then you come to a guy like 54, at 54, that's way bigger than you. Just don't see it happening, you know what I'm saying? At least if the title was on the line, it would be a little bit more interesting, but to be a sacrificial lamb at 54 for a Zoo, for, you know, an up-and-coming star, just doesn't make sense, you know, unless it's just a big payday. On that card with Fandora and all of them, I'm surprised that he's fighting. He's fighting for the WBC, right? The vacant WBC?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because the guy that has the intern is Mendoza. Did Mendoza knock him out?
Yep.
So that's insane that he's fighting for the... ain't supposed Mendoza be the guy that's up next? That's insane. That's crazy. That just goes to show how some sanctioning bodies are biased. With certain fighters and certain nationalities. Yeah, man. So that should be interesting. Again, you know, I'm going to go, I hope that the guy pulls the upset. I'm not, you know, politics is crazy, man. But, yeah, man, I really don't got much, man. I just kind of wanted to tune in and kind of put 2 cents on that, you know. That IBF, that's the Coakley, right? Coakley is fighting for that IBF now. I just found out.
I don't know who you mean. What name are you saying?
I know. For the at 54. At 54. Who fighting for that title?
Yeah, but what name did you say?
Coke? Jack Coke?
Oh, Coakley, probably. That motherfucker stay. If it's the IBF, he stay in an eliminator. Him and Dervian Chenko, the IBF love them guys. The motherfucker.
Yeah, I think he's fighting for that title. Him and the number one, number two, they're gonna fight for that title. So that's gonna change up the whole that whole 54 pounds. So it'll be interesting that he might be able to win something at that Thurman anyway. You know.
Yeah, man, I doubt it. If Thurman don't win this fight, I don't think he's gonna be fighting fucking Jack Cole Clay, unless I misunderstood you. Rocky, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
Still no.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. What's up, Ness? What up, TBV? I had missed the beginning of the show, man. Could you kind of fill me in with the dude that Conor Benn's fighting, Dawson?
From New York? You know what I'm saying? Ain't really been on that level like that, but we've interviewed him a bunch of times. You know, he's been waiting on a shot like this. He felt like he hasn't been able to get a shot. Eddie has tried to use him in the past in other fights that fell out. So, yeah, I mean, I did an interview with him. You can check it out.
I'm going to check it out. You know, if he's a 54-pounder or a welterweight?
No, he's a welterweight.
He's a welterweight. So they just fighting at above the 47 limit. That's why it says junior welterweight?
Yeah. It's probably a Ben thing, right?
Got you. Yeah, maybe, you know. It's not for a title, so maybe they didn't want to make weight. I get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was thinking that because I think Conor Benn's last fight, same thing, right? I think it was at 54 or above 47. And his power didn't really translate, man. I was there live. He was laying paws on that Mexican dude. I can't remember his name. But the dude was able to take Conor's power, man. I think he should stay at welterweight. I think that he's not that big, man. I mean, he's a little stocky, but he's not that big. Like I thought he would be, you know, watching him knock out the dudes he had knocked out earlier. So, you know, I'm rooting for him. I don't really know too much about his opponent. I'm going to have to do some homework. And then lastly, man, before I go, about that Amazon presser,
mm-hmm.
I ordered every single pay-per-view last year, every single one. I got to make some cuts this year, boss. I got to do some cuts. And I wanted Keith to sell me a dream. I want to buy it, and I'm a junkie. I still might buy it, right? I might get that itch fight week and just buy it. But for right now, man, I'm not really too excited or sold on the card. If it was free, I'd be really excited. But for pay-per-view, not sold yet, man. We'll see, man. Maybe you guys will hype me up in TVV, and I'll just go ahead and buy it or watch it, man. We'll see. But that's all I got, champ. I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Yeah, man, this should have been one of the first Amazon Prime rollout free fights. I don't know why they got this on pay-per-view at all. Big Gucci Nick, what up?
What up, man? Shout out TBV, man. Everybody smash that like and subscribe. Good show. Man. Keith versus Tim Tszyu, that's a great fight, man. I don't know if it's worth the pay-per-view, what it's asking. You're saying they're asking 75?
What do you mean? The price is going to be either 65 or 69, according to Dan Rayfield.
Oh, all right, man. I feel like this is more of a 49.99 type of deal, man. Keith Thurman, he was the B-side in that pay-per-view against Pacquiao, man, and Tszyu never been on a pay-per-view, but he do have that big Aussie support, man. His country really support him, but still, I don't think I'd be surprised if this fight does 150K, man. I feel like Devin Haney versus Regis was like, I don't know if it was bigger than this, but it was like on the same level to me, and that didn't do too well either, so we gonna see, man. As far as who wins that fight, shit, man, I've been thinking about this fight a lot. I feel like this is a 55-45 fight, in my opinion, only because Keith's been on a layoff, but I really hold his skill to a high level. I really rank his skills, man, and Tim Tszyu, he's got that power, perfect punch placement. man, he's just a big dude at that weight. So not like tall, but he fills out like Canelo kind of in that weight. But yo, Ness, so that Canelo versus Bud, that's confirmed.
Yeah. No, not confirmed, but, you know, ESPN Chava is the one reporting, amongst others, that that is what Canelo has his sights set on, Jamal, then Bud.
Oh, Jamal, then Bud. Okay, gotcha, man. Yeah, and I heard you was talking about something about Bud having an in-between fight before that, man. Honestly, I don't think that's... It's a good idea, man. If he's got until September, that's a lot of weight to be gaining, man. I would be working on gaining that muscle weight because you're going from 147 to 168. I feel like he should be taking advantage of that time span, September, if that's the date they're looking at, to try to gain that weight and fill out properly, man. Because if he's going to fight somebody else, what is it going to be at, 147 or 154? You know what I mean? Unless it's a 168 fight, like not a highly ranked 168 pounder, just to get a feel for that division, that would be a super smart move in my opinion if you went that route. But other than that, man, I don't think it's a good idea to defend those belts at 147 or even go to 154. Man, he should try to fill out that weight for 168 because that's a big jump, really big jump, man. But yeah, that's my call, man. As far as Ben versus Dobbs, Ben by knockout, man. Never heard of this dude, Dobbs. So I'm going to definitely tune in for this pay-per-view, though, for sure. But that's my call, Ness.
All right. So funny how we do things. He said, never heard of this dude getting knocked out. N.O., what up? N.O., give me a sec, actually. We got Timboski with the counter. You there anyway? Yo. Nah, Timboski, counter. Let's see. All right, you thought you was there. Timboski. Yo. All right, let me get to this super chat. I got James Benitez, fat $10. And he says, why would Connor fight Boots or Devin when he could fight Tim Zoo in Vegas next? I feel Zoo can fight Ben or Eubank on U.S. soil and be huge events. I mean, if Zoo wins, yeah, him and Connor would be a big fight because it's two sons of legends, but... We got to see if there's options on him with PBC. You know, you just fought one of their big names. Are they going to let you cross the street? We got heavy bag Tim Boski. Mr. Tim Boski, counter.
Yo.
What up?
What's up, man? Ooh. This is what I'm saying to you, man. You got fake, stupid fans like Big Gucci, Punk Ass Nick that don't watch no boxing. Oh, I've never heard of Peter Dobson. He's getting knocked out, you fool. You know how funny this is? I remember watching Peter Dobson when he beat up Emmanuel Medina on the Keith Thurman and Manny Pacquiao undercard. Remember that, Ness?
My bad. What happened, brother? Yo,
where did you hear me from?
You said Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. You got stupid fans, stupid fake fans like Big Podcast Nick that don't watch no boxing, man. You remember when Peter Dobson beat up Emmanuel Medina on that Manny Pacquiao Keith Thurman undercard? Remember that?
I don't remember that. Probably do, but don't, you know, meaning we all know I did a lot of fight chat for Keith Thurman and Pacquiao, but, you know, at the that's not, like, in the front of my mind.
Well, fair enough. You get me, guys like me, you get me, that watch real boxing, you get me, I've been watching Peter Dobson ever since then, you know what I'm saying to you? He that was a good fight there, he knocked out Medina. Peter Dobson, he's an undefeated fighter, you know what I'm saying to you? I didn't give my prediction on that. You know what I'm saying to you? He's a decent fighter. We're going to see what he's made out of on Saturday. You know what I'm saying to you? Undefeated fighter. He has a decent wins over Miguel Barrego. Sorry about that. He's got wins over Miguel Barrego and Emmanuel Medina. You get me? Those are his two decent wins here and there. Conor Benn, I think we're going to starch him in under about, say, seven rounds. I give Peter Dobson to last in there. We'll see how durable he is. Conor Benn, exciting, fan-friendly, exciting style, power in both hands, electrifying movement, electrifying lateral movement. You get me? Great hooks to the upper body, to the solar plexus, to the headpiece. You're going to see the explosive footwork of Conor Benn. You know what I'm saying? We've been in the gym working. And when I say we, I'm saying to you that the international fighters, the UK fighters, you get me, Australian, Ukrainian, we don't care. I'm here to rep all the international fighters. We've got great upcoming bout as well. Undisputed, Usyk and Tyson Fury. You get me? We're going to try and bring all the belts back home. You get me? Once again, almost. You get me? You're going to go, you get Usyk, pound for pound Usyk in there against a mammoth of a man, Tyson Fury, 6'9", Beowulf. You get me? Beowulf, Tyson Fury. That's a big fight right there. But Tyson, Conor Benn, after we take care of Peter Dobson, we want all the names, man. Tell Boots Ennis to go and sign to Eddie Hearn so he can go and fight Shakram Giastov, Suleiman Sissoko, and then he can take on Conor Benn at the end of that. It's simple as that. And Tim Zhu, after he dispatches of Keith Thurman, which I think he will, Keith Thurman's a credible champion. You know what I'm saying to you? He's going to move up to 160, in my opinion. I've heard him speaking on he wants to move out of the 154 division. You know what I'm saying? And then As for the last caller talking about he couldn't handle that guy's power or whatnot. Rodolfo Orozco has only had one fight at 154, sir. Ever since then he's been fighting at 147, and he's got four losses and he's never been stopped. So you say he should stay at 147 and this and that. No, we're moving up and down, up and down, challenging ourselves, staying active after we was off a year. You know what I'm saying to you? We're here to stay and we're here to whoop ass. It's as simple as that. And if you're not a believer in Conor Benn, that's all right, man. That's fine. We're going to prove to you what's going on. We're going to take big fights and big risks. And if you don't like it, that's fine. If we get a couple losses on the way, that's fine. But we're going to give you exciting, action-packed fights. That's what we always do. And that's how it's going to be. And that's how it's going to stay. Salute. Thank you.
Champ, appreciate you. Brandon, trying you again. Yo, Brandon. All right. That is the last caller and last super chat. Nez GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one, 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern time. Brandon, trying you again, third time.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yup.
Yo, what up? Yo, I just want to say a couple things to fucking Tim Boesky and CYP, that if they keep talking shit, I'm going to fuck them up. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck them guys. They talk shit all the fucking time. Sick of them bitches. Fuck them. And this upcoming fight, all right? I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm about to fight. Once I start sparring again, once I get back into sparring, I'm gonna make so much fucking money. Put that bitch on the line and fucking just post that shit everywhere on my fucking social media. So niggas know that I'm a fucking sparring champion in this bitch. Okay? Floyd Schofield, I don't give a fuck. Tim Zhu, yes. But just because he's not because he's just Australian. He's a fucking beast.
Brandon. Sounds like you've lost service, Brandon. In the 951, who's this?
Hey, Ness, good morning, man. Ness.
Jaime, Ness, what up?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. How you doing?
All good.
All right, man. Hey, this fight coming up, man. I've kind of been watching the YouTube, the face-off from yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, man, I saw some nervous energy there from Rogi on the face-off. and Pitbull looked very focused. So I got Pitbull on that fight. I think Pitbull is gonna he's gonna hurt him. He's gonna hurt him. And I hope so, because I don't like fighters like Rolly. And Keith Thurman, man, I think Tim Tsui is really gonna also just get him out of there, and that's probably gonna be the last we're gonna see from Keith Thurman. I think he's gonna get hurt, and he's not. I don't see him coming back. I don't see him even getting Tim Tsui a good fight. I mean, that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, that might be the retirement of Keith Thurman. Might be like a Billy Joe Saunders and Ipa Canelo. But that's just my prediction. That's what I think is going to happen. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right, champ.
Do you think Keith can give Tim Tsui a competitive fight? I mean, do you think...
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He fought at 54 before, man. He beat former champ Carlos Quintana. Hell yeah, bro. Keith is one time, man.
Yeah, but Tim Tsui is too strong, too big, too young for him, man.
Terrell Gachet put him down, right? Or did you forget that? He forgot that. He didn't know that. He didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I'm a casual fan.
It's all good.
I still think Tim Tsui is gonna get him out of there, man. I'm pretty sure.
He didn't get Mendoza out of there, player. He didn't get Mendoza out of there.
That's true. But Mendoza is a 154. You know, he's a natural 154. And Keith's coming up.
Keith's been out the ring 25 months. I mean, how many months do you need to gain 7 pounds?
Well, yeah, but that's also another thing. You know, he's going to have that rust. I just don't see it. I mean, and Pacquiao dropped him, which, of course, Pacquiao's Pacquiao. He's a legend, you know, so, you know, of course.
Hey, yo, why Tim Tsui didn't stop Takashi Inoue?
I don't know, but I just think that this is a bad matchup. Tim Tsui's going to hurt him. I don't know. I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll call back and I'll eat my crow, man. Think so. For Canelo, butt, man, I'm happy that we're getting that fight, because the top two fights we wanted for Canelo was either Butt or Benavidez. I personally prefer the Benavidez, so I'm sad he's not getting that, but at least he got the second next one we wanted. I think most of the boxing community wanted, which is Butt, and I'm favoring Canelo, but by a little, not by much. But if Bud beats Canelo, as I'm a Canelo fan, I'll be like, hey, you know what? Good for Bud and good. But if Canelo beats Bud or drops him, I just don't want to hear anybody calling in and saying, oh, well, he brought a little guy. You know, Bud was a little guy. We all wanted this fight. Bud wants this fight. So if he gets dropped, if he loses by KO, just please, no crying. That's all I'm saying. Because if Canelo loses, I'm not going to cry, but, you know, don't make excuses like, oh, Canelo's always bringing little guys, but, you know, has the advantage. That's all I'm saying regarding Canelo, man. So I just hope people, that's it, man. All
right. Tip. Counter.
Here.
You.
Yeah, man, The disrespect is just continues, man. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what these dudes. I don't think they understand that, like, this is a fighter who's reserved his body, bro. Like he hasn't taken as much damage. Like, just think about this, bro. The way Keith Thurman was fighting this, and me and you know this, like, if he would have kept fighting the way he was fighting, it would have took more years off of him, for sure. And he would have been going into retirement just right about now, but he's reserved his body, and he's steadily telling these people, but they don't listen. They have this narrative painted in their head, and he's telling these people, yo, I'm trying to fight until I'm 40, until I'm at least 40 years old, like Floyd and Pacquiao. But they don't listen. They don't listen. They already have it built in their head. Like, they're programmed to think these stupid ass things
instead of just listening to what somebody's telling them. You know what I'm saying? But they believe everything else these other fighters say. I'm confused, bro. I'm really confused by these dudes. I just don't get it. Then I hear a guy calling in talking about he want to see Tim Zhu versus Conor Benn. Like, bro, I'm sorry. Damn, what makes Tim Zhu versus Conor Benn a big fight? What has Conor Benn done to make anything a big fight?
Son of the legend, that's it. You know that.
Man,
you can't knock that. You can't knock that.
Come on, bro.
Two sons
come
of
on,
legends.
Bro.
You don't be mad.
I'm just saying. So Conor Benn is a bigger fight than somebody that's accomplished in the sport. I guess, bro.
Conor Benn's active.
50-50 fight, bro. We think it's more of a 50-50 fight that somebody who's not accomplished in anything is going to give us a big fight. Like, come on, bro.
I mean, we just believe in activity. That's how much we believe in activity.
Y'all can't be serious, bro. If y'all believe in activity, then y'all wouldn't have called Earl versus Bud a 50-50 fight. Look how close the odds were. Like, let's be for real here. They don't know what a 50-50 fight is. They don't. I'm sorry, but they don't. They just get on here and talk a bunch of bullshit. That's what they do. They don't actually pay attention to the skill set that Thurman brings.
So is this a 50-50 fight?
Yes, it's a 50-50 fight.
Thurman is in a 50-50 fight with Zhu?
Y'all don't realize Thurman has elevated his game every time he's returned to the ring. Like, with the skill set Thurman brought in that Barrios fight was different from what he had in that Pacquiao fight. He picked up a lot of things and added shit to his arsenal. Like, how many times have we seen Thurman in a fight with somebody like Tim Zhu? Like, we've seen him in the dog fight with Sean Porter. He's been in these type of fights before. Like, I don't get, like,
what
these people
are saying. I mean, I don't think Zhu is the Porter.
If Zhu ain't the Porter, then I'm trying to figure out what is Zhu going to do. Like, how can Zhu push Thurman any different if he's not the Porter? Because Porter's a real test. You got to be a dog like Porter to get to really fuck somebody like Keith up. Like, we've seen it with these flat-footed fighters before. Like, we've seen it time and time again. And, like, are we forgetting about the Diego Chavez? The Soto Carrasos of the world? All
bruh,
that
shit? But
like, come on, bro.
You can't call Diego Chavez and Zhu the same person. Why are you out here wilding like that for respect, man?
Man,
you're
there's
tripping.
Similarities. There's similarities in these fighters that they present and Thurman has seen before. And these dudes are discrediting it. Tim Zhu ain't never seen anything like a Keith Thurman. I'm sorry, but he hasn't. He hasn't experienced what he's about to experience on March 30th come fight night with these angles and these punches from, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm telling y'all, bro, like, they going to look real stupid at the end of the day. Like somebody's in the chat is telling me, yo, I wouldn't buy a Thurman versus Tim Zhu because it's not a good fight. But yo, you were just about to buy Tim Zhu versus Terrence Crawford if it got announced. So my question is to all you who say y'all not going to buy this fight, what are y'all going to do when Thurman beats Tim Zhu? I'm going to keep saying it. What are y'all going to do when Thurman beats Tim Zhu? What are y'all going to say? What are y'all going to say? Like, honestly, like, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm telling you, like, yeah, look, that's, I'm saying it over and over again. Every day until March 30th, Thurman is going to change the narrative. He's going to change the narrative, and they're going to be mad about it. They're going to be mad about it. He's going to change the narrative. They ain't never believed in Thurman. They always discredited Thurman. As a matter of fact, when Earl was on the come up, do you remember? They would put Earl wasn't even a champion yet, and they were talking about, yo, fight Earl Spence, bro. They had Earl Spence favored over Thurman. This is what the boxing world has been doing. This is what the media has been doing. They've always discredited Thurman. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. They want to talk about, yo, we don't like inactive fighters. Y'all motherfuckers is just saying Gerard and Bruce Anderson fight Keith Thurman. I'm like, bro, stop the bullshit. Like, hey, man, I ain't got to say it. They say it themselves.
Nah, you got to say it. You got to call on the hypocrisy because it's true,
they
you know?
They're going to show their card every time, bro. They're going to show their card every
but
time.
But at least I'm consistent. I ain't want the Boost fight because of his inactivity,
look,
just
they,
like I don't want
they want. They want Terrence Crawford to fight Canelo. Terrence Crawford fights once a year. So what do you think Adam Canelo is going to do to Terrence Crawford, bro, who's moving up in weight? Like, come on, bro. Y'all talk dumbass shit on this. Like, bro, I swear, arguing with these people, man, is something different, bro. They don't think they don't live in a reality, bro. They don't live in a reality. It's crazy for a fighter at 147 to just move up one weight class and then fight one of the top young guys. But it's not crazy for a dude who's 38 moving up 3 weight classes, you know what I'm saying, to fight a Canelo Alvarez who's fighting twice a year. Like, come on, bro. All right.
All right, champ. Let me see here. Looks like we got the everybody. Drew, I see you there. Did you send a counter? Did you send a counter? Because I'm pretty sure I got to you. Damn, they saying tip caller of the month? What month? February just started, bro. I don't know you could give them that so early, man. It just started, you know? Well, let me see here. Drew, I'm pretty sure we got to you, champ.
No? That counter didn't go through? I got to check. If you don't see it, I'll just send it right
time.
Now.
Yeah, no, sometimes it takes time. No worries, dude. Go ahead.
My man, Tip Bayless. Tip, brother. But I'm going to be doing March 30th and spending that $800 that I'm going to get from $500 from you and $300 from that other cat that said it's going to go UD. I got two different bets with y'all. But it's cool, bro. Nobody's complaining about the fight, Tip, man. It's me complaining about the $80, $60, $70, $80 paywall we got to pay for. I don't want to pay for that shit. And Keith Thurman is coming off a two-year layoff. There's no evidence that I'm going to get a fucking prime Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman ain't been one time since, what, 2011, 2012? When's his last knockout, Ness? Shit. Come on, man.
Got to Google that one.
You got to Google that one. You got to cut the bullshit. Man came back against Mario. What layers and wrinkles in your game are you going to come back with Mario Barrios, that fucking Tank stop? Oh, then we got to say that Tank only stopped him because he had that rehydration clause, which kills your other narrative about Tank and Devin Haney, bro. It's the 165 day of fight night. Let's cut the bullshit, yo. Keith Thurman about to get retired by my man Tim Tazoo from Down Under, Hall of Fame father's pedigree. And everybody that wanted to Tim Tazoo, Keith Thurman, that wasn't in boots, and Thurman wasn't it just so the old lion to pass the horse to the young lion, how it's always supposed to be in boxing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes, right? And Keith Thurman said, I'm no gatekeeper. Okay, Keith, you wanted to go up there and fight Tim, cool, that's fine. Don't mean we got to pay for it. Don't mean I'm going to get excited. Don't mean Mexicans got to buy it just because you said Mexicans are flat-footed. Like my man Two Tone said, Fire Stick Boys, baby, Fire Stick Boys. Mm. Y'all really going to tell me this is a fucking pay-per-view fight? Yes, they already complaining about the undisputed pay-per-view price. That's $69 that just got announced that's going to be on the zone exclusively in the U.S. Benson just tweeted it. So they already complaining about that, but I'm supposed to be overjoyed to pay for this. There's no historical fucking significance on this card. I'm getting undisputed, but y'all complaining about that now. So, man, there's no making boxing fans happy. We know that, man. The real ones just going to support the real ones. And that's what it is, man. I'm out. I'm looking forward to that next show because I know you're going to have them in their feelings nest when you do that review on the trailer. They're going to be mad today at 4 o'clock Eastern or 4 o'clock
Pacific.
West, 7 Pacific.
Pacific.
They're going to be mad. You know they're going to be mad, Ness. They're going to be in there crying, saying that it's not that. That's what they're going to say, Ness. The church got money to promote that, and they got all that money. Don't Amazon got them 200 million subscribers? Don't Amazon got a lot of money to promote PBC bets?
Mm.
Don't they got deep pockets? But that's my call, yo. On to the next one.
All right. Uh-oh. Tip back at you.
Yo. See, man, it's dudes like Drew, man. It's dudes like Drew. They call in and they don't pay attention. What did he just say? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Didn't people want to see Boots versus Thurman because it was a passing of the torch? Okay, so what's wrong with Keith fighting Zoo and that being a passing of the torch? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it from these guys.
It's not the
like
guy
said,
that we wanted, bro. We wanted Keith to
then
fight.
Who's the guy?
Not
we.
We as a general like, wanted Keith to fight Boots. They wanted Keith to pass the torch to Boots, not to Zoo. Don't be mad at that. You know that's the truth.
We wanted Keith to pass the torch
now,
to
as
the
general public.
I get what you're saying. But why did they want to do that? Because they were saying Keith was inactive, right?
And because Boots need a name to prove himself.
Bruh, there was names for Boots to prove himself. Boots, see, the thing is, Boots, people don't want him to fight anybody. Like let's not act like Virgil Ortiz or Conor Benn wasn't out there. The way
Quip, call me right. I said I'm mad that it's behind a paywall, bro. Paywall. That's all I said.
Look, it don't matter. At the end of the day, the people wanted to see Boots versus Thurman. Point blank period. The people wanted to see Boots versus Thurman. And now they mad that they getting Zoo versus Thurman. I just don't get it. Y'all how do you wanna see a quote unquote inactive dude against another fighter, but when he moves up to fight another fighter, oh, it's a problem now. It's because it's not
your favorite
fighter.
You know why. But for the casual, they look at it like he never fought above welterweight. And even if we give him the facts that he did fight, it was a long time ago. So, they like, damn, this ain't what I asked for. Like, I don't see how you mad at people for that, bro.
Because it wouldn't have mattered who he fought. Either way, he's moving up in weight to fight a bigger guy.
You know it's being received this way because it ain't Boots. Stop lying. There's been offers. He been saying he don't know who Boots is. There's history there. Don't act like it's just out of nowhere that they wanted
right.
him to
he
pass
said he
the
don't
torch.
Know who Boots is, and then when he came back the second time, he said, "I finally got to watch Boots. I know everything. I know I've seen it all, bro." And when he said the last time he was here, he was like, "Yeah, he's like that's it's a good fight, but he just ain't done enough." And it's the truth. But the way they moving Boots, like Boots just doesn't make for a big fight right now, and it's understandable why he went for Tim Zoo. So I'm trying to figure out what are they complaining about. It's the same shit. Like, literally, him fighting Tim Zoo is the same shit as fighting Boots Ennis. It's literally the same thing. Except Tim Zoo is more accomplished at this point than Jerron Ennis is. Jerron Ennis just got a belt from being elevated. Tim Zoo got elevated, and he already had title defenses. Like, come on, bro. Against former world champions of that. Like, man, these dudes, I tell you.
I got mics on me. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, Ness? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How's it going this morning?
Can't complain.
Man, shout out to the Thurman and Zoo fight. I'm with that. You know what I mean? Keith is a showman. He's a prize fighter. You know, I'm a fan. I've been watching Keith for a long time. I'm a fan of all these guys. But, you know, I'm your age or so, Ness, and I've been watching boxing since I was a little kid. And, I mean, we've always seen veteran fighters fight top up-and-coming or new, fresh champions throughout boxing. So, you know, I don't see what the big deal is with keep fighting Zoo. You know, the weight class is only a few pounds up. It's, 47 to 54?
Yes, 47 to 54.
So I'm like, shout out to Keith Thurman for stepping in there and getting a fight. But I think Zoo, it's Zoo that needs that name, though. I mean, don't you think?
Of course. That's why Keith's the A-side
yeah.
of the two-year layoff.
Yeah, no, for sure. But, and that's what I think. You know what I mean? Zoo needs that name. He needs to get those big names, just like a lot of boxers have done. So, you know, I think that's a good fight. Zoo wants you motherfuckers to learn how to say his name and stop calling up to Zoo and shit. You know, that's what he's trying to get his name out there. But, you know, I think that's cool. And if the whole thing has something to do with Boots, with people not liking it and Boots needing a big fight, I mean, didn't he have two opportunities with Crawford?
That's the word.
I mean, ain't that a bigger fight? Or a bigger fight? I mean, yeah, so, I mean, what are we talking about? You know, you got to take those opportunities sometimes when they come up, even if it's not maybe the time that you're seeing it in your head. I mean, right? Boxing is a sport of opportunity also. You know, that's why Jaime Munguia is ready to jump in there with the lion if he can, you know. It's all about getting that opportunity to get your face and your name and get them paydays. Boxing is a tough sport for these guys. You know, it's such a money-driven sport that you know, they only get to perform two or three times a year. You know, all this stuff means a lot to these dudes. But, yeah, I think it's a cool fight. You know, shout out again, like I said, to Keith Thurman. Shout out to you, Ness, for keeping the show popping like this. Thank you much, sir.
All right. Appreciate you. Before I get to the next caller, do want to remind you guys to check out my lead sponsor. Obviously, this is going to help keep the show here every single day so that you have a show to get you through your work day. You know, not only will you be helping the owner of the company that is a 18-year-old amateur, but you'll be helping TBV because they're our lead sponsor, and every purchase of a set of Hibernation 5 headphones, obviously we get a little kickback. Cardin knows we did our job. He continues to sponsor TBV. Use the code TBV when purchasing the headset that I recommend you buy to call in, especially if you're a truck driver. As you can see, plenty of your favorite fighters are sponsored by the Kenichi Bear headphones, and they have an attachable, detachable mic. You see Danny on the show every day using those headphones to call in and be a co-host. So check them out. Use the code TBV. We're going to get right back to the callers. Alex, what up?
Hey, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, man. Good day to all. Good morning to others. So according to the topic, right, I did watch some of the Pro Box card last night. I didn't see the Moran Duno fight, but from what I'm hearing and what I was reading, it seems that Moran impressed. You know, so I remember he was in the Last Chance tournament in Pro Box. I saw a couple of those fights. I didn't see the final, but and I didn't get to see the Ortiz fight either, so I really wasn't too hip on what Moran's done lately after the Last Chance. But shout out to him, man. Proved to you that, hey, you can have a few losses, but you know, you stick there, you make the right decisions business wise, you can stay on TV, and who knows, one win can propel you to another big fight. What was it, the co-main? I caught about midway, and it kind of went how I expected. Pearson just likes to stay in his guard too much. And then the, I can't remember the other guy's name, Tyler something, you know, guy strong, likes to throw big punches, you know, keep it at a certain range, walk you down. That was a decent fight in the main event. I called it in the chat. I said, man, I think Leo's going to stop this guy. Beautiful body shot, almost was taken away from him. But, you know, thankfully there are, you know, laws or rules to help get it right then and there. And they did. So you like to see that. You know, mistakes happen, but as long as we can correct it right away, you know, that's a good thing. So I don't know where Leo goes from here. I know he signed with Pro Box. Yeah, man, bring him back. And I'm sure they want to jump him into a big fight at 126. I hear a lot of people calling for the Fulton fight. That one's an interesting one. But fuck it, why not? Fulton needs to come back. And Leo, you know, he's looked all right these last two fights. So. Just make it happen. Get him in the ring. That's what we want to see. We want to see fighters fight. Not, you know, we don't want to see, you know, Keith Thurman's all over the place. You know, one fight in almost 5 years and three fights in 6, 7 years. I don't even know. It's hard to keep up because it's so out of sight, out of mind. They had a press conference. Words were said. Some people love the words. Others like to see action. So the issue I have with this is I don't know who Keith Thurman is anymore. He can talk. He can say these things. But until he's in a ring, then we will find out. So I'm not terribly excited for the fight. I was really upset when I thought it was going to be for the belt. It's not for the belt, so it's not that big of a deal to me anymore. But, yeah, man, if Keith Thurman can be his old self, I think it would be great for boxing. It's just hard. You know, it's almost his, it's going to be almost his third time with almost 2 years out in the ring. Third time with almost, yeah, 2 years in activity. And to do that, 35 years old, and your body changes, maybe the weight will make a difference. I just don't know, man. I think it's less likely than it is. But we can fuck around and find out. And that's why we like the sport of boxing. Put on the gloves, get in the ring and swing. Shout out to Adrian Rowan, you know, pushing his border wars in September. I'm excited. I'm looking to participate. And you know what? That's my call, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to be hosting a Border Wars show to give people more information. Remember, right now, we need you to head on over to our community page and drop any questions there, drop any suggestions there, and vote on the poll right there. Because when the time comes to do a show, the show will be based all around every question, every poll result, and every suggestion that was made. So we did drop this 5 days ago on our community page. It's absolutely free to go and vote and read and give your opinion on it. I'll screen share here. For those watching live, you can head on over. If you're interested in fighting on Border Wars, go ahead and vote. If you're not interested, but you're interested in being at Border Wars and hanging out, there's also an option for that. Border Wars is a niche thing that we've done in amongst our community, but it's certainly something that we've all grown to love, and we've missed it. So it's back. We're hoping to do it on September 14th. That date is on hold with USA Boxing. You do need to have a USA Boxing book, but that is very easy to get. Even if you've never fought, you know, you can still get your USA Boxing book. Remember, it's still going to be done the way that we used to do it, so we will handle the matchmaking. And be sure to get you a right fight so you don't get killed out there. Yeah, man, you know. But looks like we got one last call of Bullsworth. Yeah. Going once, two times. All right. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Peace.